Blog Talk Radio.
$20,000 into the future. The Predator is reaching to the nation. And the jar is the massive size of the DJ. Enjoy the sensation of running again. Welcome.
Welcome to the Technical Difficulty Show. I'm your host with the most, JJ J Jizzle. You're now tuned into the motherfucking world's greatest technical difficulties. That's right. Other known as the underscore TD underscore show. Make sure you hit us up if you want to see the sexy DJs from Six Fizzle to SD, pause, from JJ myself to La Cubanita. All you haters, keep hating, because the more you hate, the higher my step is to step up. Ooh, yeah, I started so wet, I don't give a fuck. It's now 7 o'clock in the p.m., you're tuned in with the TD show, you're going to be on live with us for 2 hours. 7 to 9 for the illiterate motherfuckers. Tonight is What the Fuck Thursdays with a little twist. Talking about all types of things that just bug you the fuck out. We're going to talk about, you know, certain lines that girls use to shut you brothers down. We're going to talk about why does brothers cheat. You know what I mean? Why are women such the best liars? We're also going to talk a little bit about this MySpace stalking. Yes. I'm going to repeat it again. Stalking. Stop stalking, brothers. We're going to get into the whole idea of, how do you put it? I want to ask, how come she didn't respond? Because she don't like your bum ass. But what do? You still look to see if she sent you. We're going to also talk about little topics about, if your spouse cheated with your brother, if your spouse cheated with your father, what would you do? If your girl was fat, if your girl was skinny, or if your girl just got with JJ, hey, don't be a player hater. What else are we going to talk about? Just to run it down on the MySpace tip, what would you do if your boy had your mother on his top 8 as number 1, and on her page, she had him as a top 8 and had you as number, had him as number 1, had you as number 8. It's going to be very spicy tonight. Once again, once is What the Fuck Thursdays. If you want to hit the jam lines up, be my guest. We're taking shout outs, dedications, and requests. The number is 347-215-8388. That number again for the slow bastards, 347 215-8388. Right now, you're tuned in to the hottest radio station on blocktalkradio.com. The hottest! There's other hot ones, but this is the hottest! And enough of me. It's time for you to be introduced to my crew. runner up. Always on time, La Cubanita.
What's good?
What's good, mommy?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm high off of two chocolate Reese's Nougat.
Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's Nougat.
Reese's?
Reese's. That's what I fucking call them. Reese's. Reese's Pieces, okay?
Oh.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Reese's Chocolate Bar.
Okay.
And a Jeff Gordon energy drink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, I took all of this because I was trying to hustle through work. And it worked, but now I have to take a shit. It's amazing. And around this time, I always have to use the bathroom. I don't know why. I don't know why at all.
I don't know.
And like always, the rest of the crew is late. So, it's too fucking bad. But like I was telling everybody here that it's going to be a very interesting show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What you got lined up?
Sam, I got everything lined up. I got, you know, from MySpace to MySpace stalking. From,
you
know.
I got some gossip.
Oh, yeah, we got gossip, you know what I mean? I'm going to find out what's going on in the hip-hop world, you know what I mean? I'm also going to speak. I mean, I said everything. I'm not going to repeat myself, you know what I mean? But it's going to be, we're going to also, that I have to repeat this. Women. Women liars. And men liars. But the fucking, the little excuses y'all give us. We're also going to talk about window shoppers. Or those cheap bastards that's shopping to wait after Christmas to give them their boo something. It's understandable sometimes, but don't be a cheap fuck all the time. So it's going to be a very, 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 very interesting, interesting topic show for tonight.
I bet it is.
Oh, yeah. You bet right. So, I'm gonna play a fucking song. Try to take a female shit. That's one of them quick shits.
Okay.
And by the time I drop Pinch This Loaf, maybe the rest of it. Okay, let's see. Hold on. P. Oh, there goes the rest of the camp right there. You got SD in the building. I ain't unmuted yet, player. I'm about to play a song right quick, so, you know, breathe easy. Fall back. Be right with you, dog. Looking for something. Okay, that P shit ain't there, so, you know. Should I play that? Nah. I'm not excited. You know what? Fuck it. This is what we're gonna do. This is what we're gonna do right here. What we're gonna do right here. Come on, come on, go up. There you go, go up. Go up. SD, I'm gonna mute your mic. Well, I need you to take your phone off the speaker if you do put it on. Because, you know, after the song goes off, if, you know, I'm not done using the bathroom. And, I'm gonna need you to fucking. Thing. Oh, Matthew, you know what? How about this? I'm gonna play a 5-minute skit. I know the, I mean, it's, I should be able to handle that. Oh, yeah, by the way, people, when I get back, the chat rooms definitely will be open. So keep it tuned in to technical difficulties. Because I'm telling you right now, you'll go through boredom if you're not listening to TD. Right now, this is a little skit from Jadakiss. Charge it. It's fucking hilarious. It's kind of, you know, black dissing Spanish, Spanish dissing black. This is fucking hilarious. Keep it locked. Like I said, we'll be back with the hot topics and a few technical difficulties, motherfuckers. I try to sound cooler and cooler every day. And Cuba. Cuba. Oh, he's half Puerto Rican, half stupid. Hey, Cuba. Come on, come on. Hold on. Well, we're experiencing technical difficulties. Yo, SD.
Yeah, nigga.
I was making sure my mic was working. How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. Cooling, man.
All right. Anybody fucking with you today, is there?
Nah.
All right. All right, here we go. Keep it locked. After this, we're going to get into our real shit. This is just to, you know, get you motherfuckers' mouths wet with laughter, because it's about to be real ugly. Uglier than your grandmother's. Keep it locked.
Yo, it's the end of this motherfucking record.
That's right.
There you fucking have it. Jada Kiss, man. Straight to your motherfucking chest, man. Straight up, man.
Kiss you now, you die now.
Word of mother.
That's it, man. It's a lot of speculation and anticipation. Stop it.
Word
y'all niggas are gonna get fucking gun butted and shot if y'all cut the bullshit.
Dead ass.
You at home wondering, what the fuck am I gonna do?
Like, yo, this kid shit is crazy.
You're gonna
now.
Do nothing. You're gonna sit back and play this shit again and cop again. Send your boo to cop one, send your man to cop one.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line.
Fucking faggot.
Thought this nigga said that shit was a fine thing.
Yeah, there's flavors out here. All the time we had a hot day, it been raining for 2 fucking months straight.
I ain't watching Carl weeks.
Where SP at?
I don't know. I called his phone. I think he went to the dealer.
Oh, yeah, he said he wanted to get the Jag, right?
Yeah.
Where Luch at, yeah?
I don't know. I've been looking for them kids for the past 48 hours. I ain't find them yet.
Went by Busy House?
Yep. Knocked on the door. They didn't let me in.
Luch doing some wing shit. He's doing some wing shit. When you came, when you go by Busy House and he ain't there, it's over. God, light up,
half fuck.
Got you, daddy. Yo,
well,
go get
hey, Cuba.
Go get that,
Chef. You get the ice, yeah, and you get the chase.
They fucking right, can't get both of that
about
shit.
Blow the doors off. Blow the doors off, baby.
The doors off. All right, my nigga.
Yeah, all right. Don't bring that water down ice either. Yo, damn, Dan, you on your fifth drink already? You want to be in 10 minutes? Sucking that fucking lick up. God damn, I tell you, I fucking more than those boys. Cuba, please, I'm going to
do it.
Why you want to start that for, man?
Start what?
Now you're part of the business, man.
Charge it to the fucking...
Charge it to the fucking 10-speed bike, man, with 15 footballs in it.
We got Gob over there with bangs. With the long... You got a long shape up.
Yo.
That shape up is long like a Jewish lawyer.
Yo.
And your bangs is dumb long. Well, God, only his bangs.
Charge it.
Charge it to the hot oranges with no pills on them. Motherfucking bridge. Get out of here, Pirate.
Charge it to the Harleen jacket with a graffiti man on the back.
Yo. Charge it to the mock neck and the butterfly slack.
Yeah.
In the one size fit all night.
Yo,
I never know.
Right?
Yo,
charge it to the fucking muscles on 145th with the paper. It's all the degrees they got suit on.
I can't even name none of that Puerto Rican.
Dying.
Oh man.
Remember I'm washing clothes?
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. She's washing people's clothes. That's her second part time.
That's my second part time.
Go ahead. She's a slave. She's washing Donald Trump's fucking underwear. And shit.
Oh man. But I'm gonna plug it in, and I'm gonna call right back.
Call back then, you prick.
Fuck you, you asshole.
Yo, prick in the face ass chick.
Yo, Snoopy in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Kool-Aid without the sugar in the face ass chick.
You old green pepper in the face ass nigga.
This nigga. Yo, Pauly Shaw in the face ass chick.
You old Goya Mojito in the face ass nigga.
So empty vase in the face ass nigga.
Oh, man,
you talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you, Macaulay Culkin in a face-ass nigga.
On this Millhouse in a face-ass nigga.
My phone's beeping, so my phone's going to die any moment now. So.
All right, so charge it to the game.
Yeah, go charge it. Yeah, free phone, have him in a face-ass nigga.
I'm going to call. I'm going to go wash people's clothes, and then I'm going to call you as soon as, you know.
And make sure they tip you more than 50 cents a time.
Make sure my drawers come back clean, man. And my sock.
Alright, I won't tell anybody about your little tire track.
Oh, dog, this nigga got guzzle buds in his fucking drawers.
My little tire tracks.
It was skid marks.
We won't tell people about that wet spot in your bed. I ain't mean for you to get that wet, Mom. No, we'll work it out somehow.
Nigga say we'll work it out somehow. Somehow we will work it out. Hey, how long is it gonna fucking take you?
Listen, man. When she called back, and now it's a moment sooner, pussy.
I didn't hear you. You have a cheap phone too.
I mean, I definitely don't have a cheap phone.
Oh, there you go. I repeat what you said, dick face.
Oh boy. I got something I need you to download, some real smooth pimp shit.
Some smooth pimp shit by who?
By Kiss.
Who? Oh. Kiss?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you said Rock Kiss.
Nah.
Alright, well, you know. Smooth doing my do right now, but
smooth pimp shit, man.
Coming out right now.
Sounds good. Where the fuck is my key at, dude?
In the back, raping my mother's leaves like a damn fucking homeless slave.
It's not a good look.
Yeah, well, you know. It is what it is.
Definitely is.
I want me a fucking surround sound and shit. Some more high class shit. At first, I had a 20-inch screen TV. Like 20 inches. I already have 20. Already I have 53. Nah, fuck it. I have 20, boy. I'm just trying to shine. I already blew myself up.
Bagging up leaves at this hour, nigga.
Huh?
Fuck is you doing bagging up leaves at this hour, nigga?
Yeah.
What are you really doing?
Yeah. That's exactly what I told myself.
Go ahead. Like, isn't it, like, dark out there where you live? Like, what's really popping?
Huh?
Isn't it like dark out there where you live? Like, what's really going on?
It's dark, but she has a backlight.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know.
Bust that shit, my yo. That shit broke.
Straight Let's see. H-I. All right, there we go. Put the instrument on, we start a fucking show.
It's all right.
Excuses men give when lying. Excuses men give when they're lying.
Right, like, when it comes to what?
Oh, well, anything. Like, for instance,
I didn't hear my phone ring.
Yeah, men are all lying.
Oh, the fuck out there.
A woman must have put this. She put, yeah, men are all liars. Great.
Because
women never lie, ever.
I mean, women definitely do lie, but you know, hold on, I got another call. I'll be right back with you.
One chick says it. Not trying to be fresh. Get the fuck out of here, man. Sorry, people. I clicked on the wrong one. Alright, let me give him excuses. He's just not that into you. No excuse. It's a classic single woman scenario. You really like the guy.
But all that shit about bitches don't lie. Bitches lie more than niggas do.
Yeah, they do.
But you know, that gives them closure. That all men lie, you know, so be it. What the fuck, yo? I feel like my shit is mad cold.
Excuses.
Badass Mexican chick, son. She be,
yeah?
She be running back and forth, like from one house to another, like across the street.
I walk
down a block, and I see her come out of one lab, go across the street, run across the street into the other lab. Like, what's really going on?
She's cleaning them.
She need to run and fall on my lap. She definitely has an ass. I'm shocked that this Mexican chick has an ass. I don't be seeing them like that. Every time I fucking, like, I walk down a block, I turn around, I just see her coming out, running across the street. And I ain't finna fucking yell all the way up the block. Man, somebody got bodied out here yesterday. That's crazy.
Oh.
I don't know. I ain't Sloan and Shield, but I heard somebody got popped and niggas are dead now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, where at? Sounds like in the projects. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Of course. I mean, what doesn't happen in PJs?
I'm like, oh, Lord. I thought it was all love, all peace out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This fucking West Brighton day, it was all love. It was all peace. Nobody was wailing. Niggas just started wailing. Got me skeptical to walk in the peas and go get some weed, shit.
Yeah, dog. What group is represented in those PJs?
I mean, it's all homies over here, so.
Oh, okay, well then you have no problem then.
Yeah, I definitely don't have no problem, but see, these homies is a little bit different than your average homies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh. So they think that they know everything.
I mean, it's not that they know everything. It's just that they try to do too much. Like, oh, word, oh, word, you homie. Ah, what's this? What's that? Ah, who's this?
They try to test you.
Yeah, like, they not even a test. Like, they just try to find out too much shit. Like, come on, God. Like, I could be the nigga that's telling you all of this shit, and you might not even know this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you this, probably shit that you don't know. So now you know shit that I shouldn't have probably told you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happens from here now? Like, oh, no, but, you know, the homies do what the homies do. Oh, Lord, who's this driving through the peas? Like, what's really going on?
Driving through?
Yeah, nigga.
Them niggas are suspect.
Motherfuckers be driving through the jacks over here, nigga.
Yeah, that nigga is a straight suspect.
I'm just looking like, what's going on? If it's not a U-Haul, I don't know.
Not this time. It's dark as shit.
Okay.
It could be them boys.
I mean, I was thinking it was them jump out boys, but they would have, the niggas would have been posted up and parked by one certain building. No, I'm not really trying to deal with that shit. Oh, no. I'm trying my gloves right there, too, because I can't find my shit.
No, one chick said she shuts men down. She goes, in my opinion, it's because we don't like to hurt anyone's feelings, so we make excuses in hopes the guy will move on. Men, on the other hand, just say it. We are totally
women?
Different when it comes to communication. Lastly, don't take it personal.
Who, women?
Yeah, like when they shut dudes down, they like when they make excuses, like, oh, well, I have to do this, I have to do that.
Where are these chicks from, like?
Yeah.
They're not from New York and New
Jersey.
Yeah,
they're not, because the women I bumped into, like, nigga, I don't want to fuck with you because of that.
Yeah, straight up, bitches be like, nope.
You be like, why not? Nigga, you corny, that's why. Oh, okay.
Basically, like, come on, son. Like, where are these chicks from? I would love a chick like that. I'll be wanting to hear no flat out all the time. I'd rather you tell me some bullshit as excuse or something.
Why women make up excuses when shutting down a brother?
Because they don't got no heart.
Mm-hmm. Women are polite creatures by nature. We try to be tactful and gracious in most social situations. If we put something in our mouth, hoes.
Mm-hmm.
If we put something in our mouth and it's awful, we wait until no one is looking and carefully put it in a napkin.
Or
men, on the other hand, can't rant and rave and spit it out with a lot of pomp and circumstances.
Stupid. If I don't like something.
Word, I'm like, oh, this shit is disgusting. Word. Speak your fucking mind. This having been said, women are strange creatures and they each, oh, it says, and then each one is unique. So it's a great mystery that just must be dealt with. When I was being aggressively pursued by a guy, I took the lame way out and asked my dad to have a chat with him. Oh, wow.
Ow.
How do you nicely tell someone that you feel like you are being stalked? My dad did it with humor, and the point was well made. Eventually, we got together, and we were engaged and married, and it worked out.
Happy for you. Happy for you, happy for you. These niggas look cold. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas? I thought I swore these are some Harlem niggas the way they pants is. You know, it is what it is, though. It is what it is.
Oh, shit. You just, okay.
What happened?
Did you just say something?
Yeah, I was talking to one of the homies.
Ah, shit, okay. Now, what if I would have said that shit? I got my ass whooped.
What, it was popping blood?
Yeah.
Niggas like, you blood? 9 times out of 10 niggas. I don't know, 9 times out of 10 niggas, the homies I deal with don't be on that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't be on that, trying to find out your whole background and all this other shit. I'm not police, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Anyone ever check you with the dance? Like, hey, do the dance.
Fuck out of here. You talk about the medicine dance? You crazy, nigga.
Yeah.
You crazy, nigga. Niggas ain't never miss me do the medicine dance. I don't give a fuck if a nigga got a gun in my head, nigga. You got to pop me, nigga. I'm not doing no medicine dance, dog.
All right, you know what dance I'm talking about?
The medicine dance, nigga.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it was called.
Nigga, you crazy? That medicine dance shit is for some jail shit, though.
Oh.
They make niggas put one foot in a shitty toilet bowl and do that Pulp Fiction shit.
Oh.
You know the Pulp Fiction shit where you fucking put the two fingers over your eyes and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, please don't hurt me, blood. Please don't hurt me, blood. Another medicine dance. I'm the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's... the medicine dance.
I ain't with it. I mean, that's what I know about here. I don't know. Maybe Jersey got different bylaws or whatever. Well, we call that shit the medicine dance. Please don't hurt me, blood. That shit is funny, though. Because I've seen niggas do that shit. Oh, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, because, tell if a woman. Because, fucking. They got this one song on YouTube. Now, I'm not in any, you know, group. But, I like beats. If a beat is hot, I'll play the song.
Mm-hmm.
They have this one track out, and it's called If Your Blood Throw It Up.
That's that 47 Milligang shit.
Yeah, that beat is hot. I ain't gonna front. Shit is pew, 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 pew. I'll blast that shit if I wasn't too nervous to be in a crypt neighborhood and get my ass whooped, so.
Yeah, it goes down like that.
Uh-huh.
So it goes down like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm blasting that shit in the middle of Camden, not knowing what part I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, oh, yeah, yeah. Niggas are like, oh, what? True, no doubt. Yo, this nigga's at a light right now. Go get that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hurry up before the light turns green.
Pretty much.
Well, these niggas take it serious. I saw a brother in the summertime. He had an Acura. What was it? I don't know, it was a two-door act. It wasn't a TL.
Uh-huh.
But it was a two-door act. And this brother took it serious. I mean, he took it so fucking serious. This nigga had on each of his rims a red flag. Driving around. I'm like, damn, dog, you advertising. Okay, no doubt.
These niggas only know it's not about colors, man.
Yeah.
But that's what niggas turned it into, so, you know. So be it.
That's to the point where little kids, the ones that are too deep into it, little kids are getting popped because they have blue on or they have red on and they go into a blue neighborhood and it's, I don't know.
I don't know. That flag, I don't know. So that flag shit, I don't know. I don't get it. But, you know, I get it at the same time. That's what niggas want to do. That's what niggas want to do. I don't do that flag shit, man. Niggas is getting locked up behind that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas is getting locked up behind that shit out here.
Ain't no joke.
I ain't doing 3 years just for having a fucking red flag or some red beads on. Like, nah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Call it what you want to. I'm good. Straight up. Whoa. Alright, I'm about to say. Yeah, that shit is definitely. Whoa, I.
Relationships.
Look at that bitch.
Yeah, nigga said, look at that bitch.
Nah, I said, what you looking at, bitch? Put me in a nigga's girl. She's mad ugly, anyway.
There is a girl who I got attracted. This is some lame nigga talking. There's a girl I got attracted to. Although she's got a boyfriend, I get advice telling me to take it slow. Become friends gradually. Get really close with her.
Oh, to the chick? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That shit works, dog. I done fucked niggas girls before. That shit works.
Yeah. But then there's advice saying the opposite, saying how that thing will lead you to a dead end, well, with respect to becoming anything more than friends.
It depends on the chick, dog.
Yeah.
Depends on the chick, because, like, I mean, I'm going through both of them. Like, I done fucked niggas chicks, and then there's this chick that I'm mad cool with, but she ain't letting me hit. You know what I mean? I'm not really pressing her, like, yo, let me smash. I ain't brought it up in mad long. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I keep throwing little subliminals at her, and I think she's catching the subliminals, and she be like, damn, nigga, like, you can't say it any more clear. Like, I really know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, you know what's going on, so let's see. Yeah, next time you get together, you know what's in the pop. All right. Keep the nah, I can't do it. I'm like, all right, no doubt. I respect it. Just keep G-macking, and then eventually they come out that shell like, damn. Like, I really want to fuck this man. And, like, for real. Like, and then they do it, and then, you know, sometimes they'll keep doing it, or they'll just do it that one time, and that's it. And I'm cool with both outcomes. Cool with both outcomes.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Straight up. You want to keep going, I'm for it. You want to stop, whatever's clever.
Whatever's motherfucking clever. Well, this asshole here says, becoming a friend with a woman first, romantic partner later. I don't know about all that.
Because
if you fall into that friend zone category, you'll be stuck there forever.
Yeah.
You're my friend. I couldn't look at you like that. Fuck out of here.
Hey, we friends until you hit this weed and fucking sip this liquor.
There could be any number of reasons why a woman would be more open to her ex-boyfriend and his family than you. Perhaps her family knows their family quite well, or maybe since they are her boyfriend's friends, that they do not pose any threat to her.
Nerd.
By threat, I mean push her emotional buttons.
Mm.
And this guy goes, create a bit of excitement in a growing relationship. Before you came along, they had a whole group thing figured. You know what? This is, nah.
Yeah, that sounds like fucking useless nonsense.
Yeah. They need an urban one.
Need some real nigga shit, man.
Yeah, because this shit is some old crap.
And, oh, I thought that was Chica, man. Yo, I gotta give a shout out, man. My son, Rob, man. Happy birthday, my dude.
Word up. Happy birthday, nigga.
Rest in peace, my nigga. We out here. Oh, they got the market here? Yeah, I'm out there. Go bananas over here.
Having difficulty starting conversations with women? When women are attracted to a man, they need to take risks in getting his attention and letting him know she's interested. They are just as unsure as to how the man is going to receive them as men are about women. Shit is true. Like, a lot of guys feel as though, oh, she's too good, or she just fuck that. The only way you find out is to find out. And like I said before, past shows, you know, back in the past, I mean, many times I walked up to women be like, damn, took you long enough. I've been scoping you for 3 weeks. They won't take the fucking initiative to come up. They think we have to come up all the time. Women are flattered by a man showing his interest in her and taking the risk of asking her on a date. Most of the time, I would say a woman would be inclined to accept a date just because he took the risk, which is true. You can tell if a chick is feeling you or not, because if she's not feeling you, she's not going to look at you at all. Or when you go to talk to her, she's going to fucking ignore you. But in New York, you have 5 seconds to say something. Women have this 5-second rule. You have 5 seconds to say something to catch their attention. If you don't, you lost them. You can have a car. You can have anything in the fucking world. If you don't say the right things, you lost them.
I got something that'll catch a chick or two. Ew, bitch. Don't turn around mad quick, huh? Nah, you heard me wrong. That's when you hit him. That's when you go in.
Ah, yeah, you can always do that. Although you might get some punani calling the chick a bitch.
There's some chicks.
Like,
some
women don't give a fuck about that. Like, your homegirl, you said you called her a bitch and she laughed it off.
Yeah, some chicks is like that. Like, if I was to call this chick across the street a bitch, she'll get tight.
Yeah.
She'll be like, yo, bitch.
Fucking bitch.
Who the fuck is this talking to? Some you bitch. Straight up.
How do you keep conversation going?
How do you keep conversation?
So often I hear men complaining. I always have trouble bringing up a conversation, and when I do, it's just for a couple of minutes. And then there's dead silence. What are some things I can say? How do I keep the conversation going if I barely know anything about a woman?
Talk about sex. That always goes. Straight up.
That's my problem, dog. Every time I meet a chick, I try my best not to, and it always ends up talking about sex.
Because when you talk about sex, you know, it'll open up many more doors, like, you know what I'm saying?
And some women be like, oh, is that the only thing on your mind? So you ever talk about the sex?
I'd be like, nah, that's not the only thing on my mind, but it's like, we'll talk about that, and guaranteed it'll follow. Something else will follow. I'm pretty sure something will follow. Use your imagination, man. You can fucking say anything. You know what I'm saying? You can fucking say anything, dude. Anything.
Uh-huh.
I done said anything to a chick, you hear me?
Yeah.
Anything. It didn't matter, God. Like, what I do, I don't even like passing out my message like that. But you know, I'll give a little something to the people. What I do is I basically talk like I'm not even talking to the chick. Like, beg me. Like, I'll just say some shit like, oh damn, I fucking should have did that the other day. And you know, the nosy chicks will be like, oh, you should have did what? You know what I'm saying? And then a conversation could lead from there. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different shit. Like, know what I mean? That's one of my little methods when I ain't got shit to say to a chick. I'll just bring up something that, like, you know what I'm saying? Something I should have did or want to do or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And that usually works 80% of the time.
80%?
Yeah.
Well, I don't doubt. I'm going to actually try that shit.
When you deal with black chicks, you know, they like to be all in your shit. So, you know, just throw something random out there in the air like that. And I guarantee you, they'd be like, what? What you should have did? Laughing, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee. You can guarantee.
Well, they say, first, a conversation is an activity that is carried out between two people. You can try to keep it going, but if she's not interested, then it will just die out anyway.
Hey, bitch, let me know if you're not interested. Don't have me sitting here looking like an asshole.
Exactly. However, if the other person is engaged by what you have to say, then they will, without doubt, keep the conversation going as well.
Oh yeah.
Thus, don't think of it as your sole responsibility to keep things going. Responsibility lies with her as well.
Straight up, cause I'll be like, yo, all right, look, I did enough talking. Let me hear something. Don't ever roll up on me like that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You want to get your fucking clock clean, nigga? Word. Bastard.
You know, and have experienced things, but the question lies in that, are those some activities, something that she will be able to comment on and are interested in?
Yeah, that's so.
It's an engage. You should show an active interest in her as a person. You will probably find, I gotta look for the urban one, man. I'm tired of fucking seeing this.
It'd be the simple shit, God. Like, when I went to Atlanta last summer or whatever, and it'd just be the simple shit, like, I was talking to this chick, and, like, she had her body was banging, so, like, banging, God, and you know it's black niggas would just sit there and size up the body, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking in the chick's eyes, like, you know what I'm saying? I tried to refrain from looking at the rest of her body, like, you know what I'm saying? And just look directly into the chick's eyes, and she was digging that, so she was on my dick, son. Like, true story. So she was on my dick. She was like, oh, I like you a lot. This, that, and third. I'm like, why the fuck you like me like that for, man? She's like, oh, you're the only guy that ever just looked into my eyes and talked to me, never looked at my titties or shit like that. You know? Oh, I took a little note from that, and, you know, I use it in my everyday, you know, pursuit of women.
Yeah.
I'm giving out a lot of shit tonight, people. Get your pen and pads ready, man. You know. It works how it works, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Because, you know, even my bottom bitches look better than... unmentionable chicks on their best day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They have, I went to the Urban site, and they have 7 ways to pick up a chick. And with the number one way to pick up a chick, I'm not feeling.
What's the number one?
Buy her a fucking drink.
Buy her a drink? No way.
Yeah.
Because some bitches will dip on you with their drink.
Yeah. I mean, or if it's a nigga like me, I get my chick the bike to get a drink from a nigga so I can drink.
Right.
Hey. Oh, what the fuck, man?
There's methods to the madness, people.
Huh?
So there's methods to the madness, people.
Word.
Straight up.
Don't use the offer as your icebreaker, which is like a canned pickup line. That shows you, suffocating to her. Instead, make the offer once she's shown some interest. Yeah, like a lot of lame niggas, they buy drinks. Yo, you want me to buy you a drink? Because then now you fucking put money about there, and now she's like, okay, this nigga's a sucker. I'm going to drink off this nigga for free. Show some interest before you get a drink. And if she says, oh, yeah, how about you buy me a drink? Leave her the fuck alone. Spit in her face and walk out the club.
Straight up.
If you know the bartender and can trust him or her to be a good envoy,
mm-hmm.
You could send your target a drink through the bartender. That's some hot shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, get that sent up for me, dog.
Bird, with the message that you would like her to come join you.
Mm-hmm.
The player's twist. Boldly ask her to buy you a drink in a joking manner. I've been sitting here wondering what a guy has to do to get a pretty girl to buy him a drink.
Yo, that sounds like some real club shit.
Yeah.
Yo, what I gotta do to this bitch to buy me a drink?
This is unexpected and funny, which makes it a better icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Another twist could be to reserve a table and order a bottle. Women seem to flock to men who order bottles. It indicates money and a willingness to pamper.
Plus. Especially them stripper bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, especially the stripper bitches, dog. We in the spot, son, and motherfucking niggas got the most sent up. Yo, when
mm-hmm.
I say they started flocking, son, they was flocking. Like, oh, these niggas are sipping on mo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much mo costs? Like, no, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not to cheat a big fucking buzz.
Yeah, they got the club I be going to. They got this room where it's like the bottle, like the most least expensive bottle, $70.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Moet, I believe.
Yeah.
And they have like this little area where you can go in, and I know the DJ, so I can make shit up. Such and such from Flyers is in the building. Or from the Knicks, or whatever. Your team may suck, but they see basketball, they're like, oh, bet. That's your head for the night.
Yo, you know what I mean, yo? You know how I just thought of when you said that basketball shit? I forgot where the fuck me and this nigga 6'4 is at. Come on, we was somewhere, God. Matter of fact, it might have been like a fucking Home Depot or a fucking Lowe's or some shit like that.
Yeah.
We in there, we chilling over the other nigga shopping for what he got to get. And some white lady came up to us like, yo, are you two, like, basketball players? Yo, that shit was mad funny. She said, are you two basketball players?
Mm-hmm.
And this nigga just looked at each other like, the fuck is this chick talking about? Nigga was like, nah, man, we play basketball, but we're not in the NBA.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny, son. You know, niggas is fucking tall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That and niggas is tall and black.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
That's a damn shame.
It was hilarious, but, you know, I kind of felt offended at the same way. What if speaking of 6'4", what the fuck is this nigga at?
Shit. I don't know, man. That's your boy.
Yeah, I know he had old today, but what the fuck is going on, Pop?
Oh, these motherfuckers. Wow, this nigga's gonna fucking make me. To get some urban tips, I have to join this site. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm play this song and try to find another way.
Come on, man. You gotta download that pimp shit.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cruising, man. Jada Kiss, man. Oh my god, oh my goodness.
What?
You know about this right here.
What you know about this, nigga?
Oh, that's play for keeps, bro.
Yeah. That's play for keeps. Never like something day one. Bring it through, let niggas see you on the way done. Hate a bitch ass, you care where you came from. You ain't prepared for when the pain come, this nigga scared. Not at all. Shook the death from a cold stare. Stunning. Knowing my brother's fiend'll do you something over here. We had hunting in the function, I smell fear. Adrenaline start pumping, I smash pumpkins. Hard rock be in the cafe. Tear the club up, and anyone that try to judge us, the last day, making sure I get the last day. In the food chain, is you predator or prey? If you featherweight, lyrics blow your back, crack your vertebrae. Looking for a better way to get my point across. Thoughts accelerate at the same speed of the murder rate. Lord, never perpetrate a fraud till my nigga caught him 5 feet of bull. Truly yours, Mr. Mad. Memphis, one way ticket, time ticket, fast blink, you might miss it. Steaming on street shit, you might get 50 stitches. Body bag sprayed up, buried in muddy ditches. I play for keeps, buzz teeth, you catch cold feet. My rap sheet. Speak for itself, concrete, evidence, killer hill, resident, double dart agent, secret intelligent, my rat style's flagrant. Feel the sting of a killer bee, Johnny Blade, street light jack, Mark D, play for keeps in the city that you never sleep. Pay attention, ain't no shitting where you gotta, eat. We hold it down. I move like Mad Max across the wasteland, one hand holds the head of the last brave man. Made man, Cuban link, chain of command, authorized fam, hot like Sahara sand. My live scene, turn the club to a crime scene, high beams flash, promoters die behind cream. Get your face blown, my face to chrome. We take this more serious than just a poem. I think about a lot of shit, especially when I'm bent. About the fashion going on in my life, covering the Venice. Smoke a cigarette down to Brownsville. Thinking to myself, how many lives must be pound killed? Hopefully none. Ain't the one to give chase. Hand by Jake, worrying who might turn fake. So I chill. Put my killer niggas on the battlefield. On the low, plotting silent murderers. Never doubt still. Never follow beat. Fake beat, follow me. Want to settle in the court, I say, settle in the streets like I posted it. You got gas, get hot with it. Now you dry snitching because you got knocked with it. I just rock with it. Go with the flow, think for a hot minute. That's my dough, secure the funds, a profit. Yo, stream rhyme, niggas. You wasting your time, fuck up with my niggas. Extraordinary lines, twisting your mind out position. Trying to figure this shit, rewind it and listen quick. You might miss this Olympic. Rap, javelin, travel beyond your weak song. Doing this for too long, then I come strong. You're only a pawn in Vietnam. Trying to form against minds, you must have just been born. Secluded on a distance. Fall. This is the real world where niggas get shot and shanked. With this tremendous pain, you get your frame in flame. Crush the dust by the next man's clutch. This information fucks intense rap lust. Feel the sting of a killer bee. Johnny Blaze, street light, Deck and Mar D. Play for keeps in a city that you never sleep. Pay attention, ain't no shitting where you gotta eat. We hold it down, stand strong on our 2 feet. We all ready for a war here, fuck peace. What? Feel the sting of a killer bee. Johnny Blaze, street light, Deck and Mar D. Play for keeps in a city that you never sleep. Pay attention, ain't no shitting where you gotta eat. We hold it down, stand strong on our 2 feet. We all ready for a war here, fuck peace. Peace. One two.
Check
1 2. Yeah. That beat is fucking hard. Yeah, that beat is fucking sick. That's not it, man.
Nah.
See, it's man. Like you tell me that I don't be fucking hooking you up, man. But I mean, niggas always thinking about you. Pause. Fucking, what is this shot? Here we go, yeah. You know what I mean, since we already was back in the day with that one. It's a little D-Block back in the day.
Hey, DJ Clue. DJ Clue.
Oh my God.
With heavy component.
Rollback.
Part two. Nigga. And look for that professional. Part two. February 27th. Def Jam Rock. And you know what?
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
Alright, let's go.
We back. New Jada Kennedy.
Had to switch back to downtown.
I'm very young.
I got bitches in the club all over me.
Ah, take it easy.
Y'all scared, I can tell. And I'ma get bucks like Milwaukee, cause like
damn,
I can tell. Nigga, y'all know that. Bang you in the yard, then slide off. On the early throwback. In the streets, I flash the cannon
like Kodak.
And I spray threes, so say cheese. Already told you I'm looking for enemies. Double R, so of course it's better. I love cornrows and fire faucets. There's a message in the glass bottle, read the letter. Money in the bank, membership, Visa, sweaters, and we ride. Come on, put your hands up.
Yep.
Nah, fuck that, put your hands down.
Yep.
Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. I know I got the master flow, fast and slow. You wanna know who the best is? Action,
your home.
Money, don't lie, they love it. Nate cop for real, trust me, dogs and thugs are dumb. Kids hit you with consecutive hot shit. Therefore, nobody never gonna spit like I spit. Get money just to walk, off the book. When you mention my name, shit is off the hook.
Kiss the game,
I'm the nigga that'll pop the king and scoop the queen and take over the town with a ruthless theme. New S-type wagon, future green, gun heavy, pants sagging, I'm used to dream. Who you know can make $1 million bail on cash? Never did a day and got the jails on smash.
Hey, I double. I move the pretty go quick and just let the Monte God bubble.
Been a boss, y'all just start working. Now put your hands up till your arms start hurting. Don't put them down till I tell you. Whoever want to be hard-headed to find out what the shell do. Now
you can put them down if you want.
As soon as the hook come back, put them up. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that. Put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up.
Put them up.
Fuck that. Put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down.
Word up, word up. DJ Clue, DJ Clue. To the storm. Heavy component. Part two. You know we do. Word up.
You know who it is. The 14th, January. January 14th, Nicole.
You said Nicole.
Well, yes, sir.
Hey, put Nicole on the phone. Well, don't put her on the phone. What's she about?
Y'all better be in the spot, man. I'm going to be right here waiting for y'all. All right.
What's Nicole looking like?
Yeah, of course I still smoke. That's what I like to hear. Oh my God,
Technical difficulties, 347-215-8388. It's your boy JJ and SD. Holding it the fuck down. 8 o'clock p.m. Technical fucking difficulties. One.
hit you with no delaying of what you saying, yo.
No.
Silly with my 9 milli, what the dilly, yo. When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio.
He booty, yo.
Type of nigga that'll slap you with the Tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it makes me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Chop miss, just sit the banging bitches in video. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak show. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style like my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros
do
like that.
Do you really wanna party with me? Let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust, the rest of us, if you heard of us, so we murder us.
A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Serious, all of my niggas is serious. Shook niggas be walking around
fearing us.
Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I take you to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All of them between the ass when they wanna carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they want
them every year.
Yo, it's split mode, my nigga, you know we about to bust. 7-figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never we fell
us.
Hit my people off with the flow that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce from my nigga notorious.
Like that, like that, like that.
Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Machiavelli, rest in peace. Erratti, too much Bacardi in his body. Mouth like a 12K shotty.
Feel me?
See the sign that be the lost begotten seed of Tupac, the lead to the streets and the ways of the man. Follow me. Keep my best best in Pac Fest.
Come get me. If you motherfuckers want shady, if Pac was still here now, he could never ride with ya. Nah.
You ain't no killer, you a piece of. Had ecstasy done got you all emotional and mushy. Bitches wearing rags and photos. Jive's words being quoted in the source, stealing pot, it's like he just wrote it. You live mouth, pray to God, hoping no one's listening. See 50 coming for me. Oh my God, my position, no one will pay attention to me. Please, got it. Here I go, give me this pill. Ecstasy done got me feeling so invincible. Now all of a sudden, I'm a nigga, a madman, a scream. Like I'm Pac, but I'm not. Enemies, Hennessy, acting like I'm great, but I'm fake, I'm crazy. Sweat, sweat, get me off this trip. Someone stop this train. Some say my brain is all corrupted. Talk to me, it's shit. I'm stuck, I'm addicted to these drugs. I'ma quit saying motherfucker names before somebody can fuck me up. Ain't no business over here, partner. See you in hell, fuck up.
Come get me. If you want shady, if I was still here now, you would never ride with ya.
Promise makers, never realized the precious time that bitches niggas wasted. Institutionalized my bitches, bring me product by the bundles. Hustle hard for my sale, G-Unit motherfucker, we ballin'. Catch me count cheese and when I'm callin', can't accept my calls, see you let me sip on Hennessy. Can I get some more? Hell, I done been to jail, I ain't scared.
Mama checking in my bedroom, I ain't there. I got a head with no screws in it. Motherfucker, I'm thinking they can stop 50. They losing it. Little nigga named Jai, think he lie like me. Talking about he left the hospital, took nine like me. You live in fantasies, again, I reject your deposit. When your little sweet ass gon' come out of the closet. Now he want him YG and Mex, blow him out. Next time grown folks talking, bitch, close your mouth. Peep me, I take this world if deeply. Done seen too many reels again, baller, let these bitches beat me black. Use a mother up the punk and you'll see me with gloves. Quit scaring them kids with your ugly ass mouth. And you can tell them niggas you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Looking payback, so I know your bitch ass from way back. When it's been strapped with Mac, knew I don't play that. All these old rappers trying to advance. It's all over now, take it like a man. Herb looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hit on my shit. Made a fact, it's loving this shit, is how you made me. Feeling like I got you to get crazy. Against all odds. Open my doors, motherfuckers, no. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio, getting blowed. To the truest shit I ever spoke.
Hey, yo, I've been one of the most humble. Rep the streets to the core. Hey, Jeffrey, what the fuck you come involving me for? It's been a long time coming, like a blessing to check you. See, 106 and Park fans don't even fucking respect you. It's kind of funny when a be popping a fake like you thug running around talking shit that he ain't capable of. Now, let me off this hot sucker. Watch me handle you. Look, if I recall, Violator used to manage you. Then took a closer look and realized he was an imposter. There's never been a violator on a Murder, Inc. roster. Dumbass, now who's shooting? Oh, made you look. You said bus singing the same old hook? You stupid. If y'all shooting, I take a look at your man. The bitch shot herself in front of Def Jam. Cheddar ball bag and you can start adjusting your plans. You let the streets down. Looking, apologize to your fans. Watch you pull a little stunt like we ain't know what it was. Little nigga, desperate trying to reestablish a buzz. I know this is driving you crazy. You wondering how the streets ain't never want you, Beatrice. What you gonna do now? Now, if you wanna beef with me, then I'm beefing with you. I think about the game and what it's like, and
what would it be without you?
Finished. I ain't trying to repeat this just because I'm cool. Shouldn't take my kindness for weakness. It was fun. Next time you got a problem, man, address me before you try to make for this public issue, homie. Now I'm going to return back to my regular self and have fun again.
Oh, man. Busta Rhymes getting his swag on.
Yeah, he only did that. He only did that because, you know, motherfuckers need to be put in their place.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, sometimes that's what you got to do. Motherfuckers think that, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that.
He was stupid.
So I'm going to have to put you in your place and then fall back.
He was stupid trying to come at fucking Busta and Eminem. What was you?
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to get some money out of the deal.
Yeah, he definitely trying to do something because
he was not beating them lyrically. I know that.
Nah.
No one in your camp can see them lyrically.
No way. No way. I'm gonna give a shout out to DOA.
Fucking
Day of Arrival.
About to go get up with this nigga
out in stores. Huh?
Yo, what up? Can I get that track, man? I know they got it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got it, but I got to download it, and every time I download it, the show fucks up, because I got a bunch of shit I want to download. I'm going to download it afterwards, though.
That shit right there, that song is needed, son. That shit is so hot. You know that shit. That shit with Snoop that he did on this first album?
Oh, yeah.
That shit is hot.
That shit is hot.
Well, we might have to save that for a tasty Twisted Tuesday type of thing.
Oh, it's a tasty Twisted Tuesday joint?
Yeah, so, you know, it's like a club. It's like a club song, but, you know, Kiss puts a little twist on it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm about to go get up with this nigga 6'4 now and see what the fuck he got to say.
All right. What, you going to holler back?
I mean, I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere, dog. I'm just filling you in.
All right, no doubt.
What up with our boy J5? I ain't hearing from Mr. F.
Yo. You know what I mean? Niggas said, yo, dog, you could be on. don't know, man. I think it's nigga caught feelings.
Come on, Jay. Come on, Jay.
You fucking up, nigga.
It ain't even that serious, dog. You know what I'm saying? It was just that we like to keep the callers grooving, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this nigga got sensitive. It's like, oh, fuck it, I'm not calling you.
I mean, I hope he's still listening at least. I mean, but come on, Jay. You got a lot of insight. Yeah. You seem like you're an intelligent brother, man.
I'm sending this next song out to SD's haters.
Oh, yeah.
Send it out to your haters.
I got lots of them, listen. It's not just how I got lots of them. But I love them, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the haters is cool, but I just want to send this out to all the haters. And if you're not stupid, you know what this message is going out to you for. You just listen to the chorus.
Listen to the hook.
Just listen to the hook. And you know what it's about.
Let me hear this shit, though.
All right, cool. It's just...
As soon as I hear the beginning, I'm going to be like, oh, Lord.
No doubt. Step aside. That's what we're going to be busy. Fuck, man.
Where that go?
Where we from,
man? Where my gap blow? Where that go? Where my gap blow? Where that go?
Word.
Feel my gap blow, that go.
Straight up. Feel my gap blow.
Rocket face form. Songs bring down the forum. Today niggas and relate for them. Text Marvel. Infamous cut and soul parcel. Ship a box to your local rag repository. Mind twirler. My discourse to throw a nigga further. Off balance. Expose your true colors. You ain't thugged out. I damn near fell out. Hearing y'all niggas run at the mouth. Running at the mouth. No. Put it back a replay, slow mo, rolling for dolo, crack shit like a 9-8 brand new whip, flash shit like ice from Diamond District, top biscuits, live and dangerous, the rich shit, son you heard, are you listening, then stop pitching, cause we gun paid, put me down, get made, get bent and sell, talk shit, get laid, did that go, feel my gap blow, did that go, feel my gap blow, did that go, feel my gap blow, did that go, did that go, two ways, even with your dick or with the fifth, I spit flames at him quicker than I'll forgive, put your life on it, mob niggas only shit, down for the cause, respect the IMD and take a L, respect my QB reps and not yours, yo, move them niggas aside and take force, son, you can't hold us, security can't control us, coming out the vein, slow up, what, when you get pushed with some best shit, if I wreck shit, cop the next shit, then make it right on red, handle business,
yo, JJ, yo,
yeah.
Hold on.
My head, push your wig instead. Rapanoid on my side, so that's
sexy. Yo, Dick Bizzle, and the Bizzle.
Yo.
What up, people?
Feel my gap blow.
How's my people doing today?
Feel my gap blow.
This is me and SD tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Feel my gap blow.
Not anymore, goddammit. I'm gonna fucking do this. You know? Uh-huh. I got the Xbox, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to.
Feel my gap blow. That go. 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 Feel my gap blow. That go.
Play one more song, and we're going to get back into the mix of things.
Yeah.
Another old school hot joint.
Oh, yeah. Check, nigga. It's like the switches on the mic.
Can't be this joint.
Nah, he's playing that B6 shit.
Now, fair warning, short shot, long razor. We hard corners, play blocks like gators. With bundles on and serve trades like waiters. It's the life we chose to hustle. Can't stop it, can't knock it. Half the profit get flown out Vegas. Me and my niggas try and break tables. Stack chips like Connect Four. Why you pricks try and whip, try and stretch more. Charge less for, that ain't the program. Get your lessons from the snowman. Like Pillsbury, I get the dope, man. Off your head for a slice of bread. I keep my word and I'm true to my peeps. Give me a bird and my tooth going eat. I'm over the stove like Cuban links. Breaking down cash money like baby do. You niggas soft like
baby food.
Round the world, niggas pay me dues. Why you niggas sing the same old song like Sadie do? Wrong man, nigga, baby, who? I sing you shots from the baby zoo. Old game like Brady, fool. Propane flow, flame you do.
skin is on, nigga.
My skin is on, nigga. Sequel hard like corn liquor. I take you out this world like you was born, nigga. Butt naked covered in blood, gasping for air, clinking for dead life, nigga. You
right.
Dead
you was a baby coward. We've been sprinkling the world with baby powder. So fresh and so clean. Been an outcast since I was a teen. But I outlast, cause I outblast anybody you bring.
Yeah.
Young. You got it, the prophet. I told y'all niggas, then I showed y'all niggas you can't knock it. Don't get carried away. You a mule, nigga. We was you, nigga. I was doing this here like Mary J.
Like every day.
It was true, nigga.
They can't question what we do, chicka.
Once again, it's on. Young run through you, niggas. Like a glitch in a computer, nigga. I'm the shit, I'm a sewer, nigga. This is Jay every day. No days off, Ferris Bueller, nigga.
BC, Frack, Kruger, nigga. Nightmare, you're Medulla, nigga.
You scared?
Cause I glue with Jigga. He said, see, you that nigga couldn't see his vision. But then he drew the picture. Like a compository sketch. Said, see, stay honest, I deposit you a check. It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. No G money shit.
All we got is us.
True indeed.
Yes.
Mo better. Yes. Mo cheddar. SP chain. Jeans and sweaters. Moves. Cartoon labels, etc. Fill in the blanks and drop blocks like Tetris. Or get off the block, run south with M Better. From my block to your block, shout out to MX. Who the fuck want? None of you niggas is BC, Brent. I'm done with you niggas. Once again, it's on. Fuck it, we ain't through it, niggas. Twin Towers here to ruin niggas. You couldn't break up the towers with Tom Donovan. Your old Osama bombing shit. We slay niggas with caves. We the drama men. Get it right, young Scrap. Don't even try it, boy. Boy, you rather slide down a razor blade sliding board. I'm a live wire, hula hoop, bob wire. Run through hell with gasoline draws on. You can't mute me, put the paws on. My guns shoot like fast fours on. You dress cute when the war's on. What you doing, dog? You playing with it. You make your bed right, you laying in it. You keep your shed tight, you staying in it. You bringing niggas where your kids sleep. I sing the niggas while the kids sleep. Rock a bar, motherfucker. I hope you high, motherfucker.
Ready to die, motherfucker.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from stay propped up. Kids who squash beef and run no shit.
Once again, it's on, nigga. Bring the drama to your lawn, nigga. Tell your mama about five, you ready to mourn, sister.
It's a...
See what you got here is a full-blown twist of you're nothing but hot air. It's not fair. The reason why we lead the pack, this is a marathon. Start off fast and you're reason in the back. So even if I'm slack, I got enough leeway to put out the reason by the Mac. Philadelphia freeway and I'm back without leaving. I'm here, but you can't see him. I gave you the blueprint, but you can't be him. So matter what you've been told or the records you sold, deep inside you know that it's only one hope. Young Vito, voice of the young people. If my life is a movie, then she gon' be the sequel. We bring it to your door with bleak peeking through your peephole. You don't get scared, nigga. I love your people.
Once again, it's on.
Oh! 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 TD. Technical difficulties. Homeboy. Oh! 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 We back in the fucking building. It's your boy JJ. What the fuck? Hold on, guys. The boy JJ S. Dizzle, Six Fizzle, and La Cool Bizzle. Mira.
Be right. I'm good.
All right. See, you found another phone.
Huh?
You found another phone.
Oh, I charged it for a
little bit. Yeah. SD. 6-4. Fuck, man.
Now that you're back, now these niggas ain't in. 6-4. SD. No, I'm not. You got yourself banged on, pussy. Kuba. Let me recap you. Me and SD, we was speaking on certain pickup lines and what, how you women, you tend to not keep it real. Like, if I walk up to you, like, yo, what's up, man? Let me talk to you. If you're not interested, a lot of women won't. They'll be like, nah, I have a boyfriend, or I'm married, or this and that, or my man's right around the corner, or this and that, or I'm with him, he's using the bathroom, instead of keeping it real, like, no, I'm not interested. And then again, women in New York, you have 5 seconds to say something interesting, or they're going to bounce. You know. So it's like, we was talking about that and how some women, well, 95% of women try to be nice, and the other 5% just don't give a fuck. Like, you've seen like one of them type of chicks that don't give a fuck. Like, you have to say it like this.
I don't.
So if a guy just came up to you and said, you look, my,
I just know I gotta be happy. If I'm not happy, then fuck it. Shit ain't working. Shit ain't popping. Fuck that.
So what do you mean?
I gotta be happy. Well, it's whatever makes me happy. I can't live for nobody else.
Okay, no, I'm saying, but it's, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm talking about people trying to pick you up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, yeah, if it's amusing to me and it's appealing, then I'll bite. If not, then keep it moving. Yeah, keep me entertained. Yeah, keep me happy.
Oh,
if it's for me, then you gotta bounce.
Yeah. It says the law of inertia. Oh, let's see. New Latin from Latin. Lack of skill. A property of matter by which it means it remains at rest or in uniform motion in the same straight line unless acted upon by some external force. Let's see. Like most things, well, how to approach a woman. Tell me if this is wrong. Pickup technique dating. Like most things in life, the things you do that actually work are usually very simple. Usually, you don't need much help in noticing some attractive women whom you would like to approach. It's simple. First, you see her, you say hubba hubba in your mind, and you know that you'd like to be closer to her. You'd like to be talking with her. You'd like her to be smiling as you speak. You'd like her to flirt with you. You'd like her to give you her number. You'd like to take her on a date. You'd like to take her home. You'd like to carry her into the bedroom. Wait a minute.
I knew that was coming.
I got a little carried away. Maybe you got a little carried away, too. But when you see her, you start thinking these things. What actually happens? All too often, when you're just learning about women, you freeze like a deer in the headlights. So in that case, it would be very, very helpful to study inertia and the 5-second rule.
The what?
The 5-second rule.
Okay, what's the 5-second rule?
Alright, well, it says, do you realize that when you get frozen, you are exhibiting inertia? That is because you were at rest.
Uh-huh.
Your natural inclination is a creature in this physical universe is to remain at rest. And although your mental process are urging you to go into motion, there is the resistance of inertia. The actual neurons inside your brain have habitual ways of firing. Things outside your common extent generally don't have pre-built patterns built into the neurons inside your brain. That's why new things feel clumsy. and why you have to things and why you have to think things through a lot. Whereas a lot, oh damn, I'm trying to read all proper and shit like I'm just bringing it out the brain and fuck it. Whereas later with something you know well, like driving a car, you hardly have to think at all because now you have pre-built patterns, which we then call habits and skills.
Exactly.
So the law of inertia, also applies to your development of neuronal patterns in your own brain as you learn new skills. At first, you experience resistance, clumsiness, feelings, and disorientation, perhaps fears, and you'll want to think things through carefully. I guess that's what the pause is for. However, when it becomes to approaching an attractive woman, if you remain at rest and thinking and thinking and thinking, the danger is that some existing past patterns of flops and failures of any similar situation may be triggered by your rooting around in your own mind and memories. These will then tend to active some pre-existing patterns in your brain, which consist of worries and less than delightful emotions. So pausing to think works against you. It's natural, it's only human, but it works against you. Thus, the five-second rule. Five-second rule. A success strategy consisting of walking toward the woman within 5 seconds of spotting her, whether you know what you're doing or not. Urgent commandment that thou gettest thee off thine butt. Let's see. The 5 second rule states that you must make a move within 5 seconds. That's not very long. It's just about long enough to say, should I? Shouldn't I? Well, here I go. Analyzing the 5 second rule, let's look at the logic of this. You see, when you follow these strategies, it's clear that when you get in front of her, you might win or you might lose. But for sure, you'll do something. And some sort of result will ensure. And that guarantees that learning will occur. So your possible outcomes are you might win, and for sure, you will learn something. Compare that to the possible outcome when you don't approach at all. You lose and you learn nothing.
Exactly.
Let's see now. On one hand, we have might win and certainly learn. And on the other hand, we have must lose and learn nothing. Which is better? It takes very little
analytical?
Nah. It takes very little analysis.
Okay.
Analysis.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it. To see, it takes very little notice to see that the 5 second rule strategy is the winning strategy. And there are two wonderful side benefits. You know you're a dumb motherfucker when you add your own words and take the big word out. Side benefits of the 5 second rule. Extra benefits. Number one, if you will repeat this numerous times in rapid successions with different women, the laws of probability say that you're going to get a woman, period. Extra benefits. Number two, remember the law of inertia. Well, what if you get into the habit of motion? What if, because of your new strategy, you become a body which is in motion? The law of inertia states that you will tend to remain in motion. What does that feel like? As you will experience for yourself, it feels like this. You will discover that you feel very comfortable approaching a woman anytime, any place. Cool. The law of inertia working for you. Unstoppable. You is.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
That is pretty interesting.
That's pretty interesting. So it's pretty much stating that, you know, when you
have confidence.
Yeah, it's all about confidence. Like, whether you have something to say or not, fuck it. Just go up and like, well, fuck this. Because it's like, I mean, 6'4", you in the building. Just like 6'4", used to tell me when I was, you know, a little fucking, when I was a little, what, right. poop butt. When I was a little poop
mm-hmm.
butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he would say, hey, look, man, this is the deal. The worst they're going to say is no. I mean, and you over here all nervous and shit, you might walk up to them, and you might just say some shit, make her laugh, and she says yes. I mean, sometimes you don't have to have game. You can just walk up to a chick, and if she's feeling you from the gate, you walk up to her like, look, man, I ain't got no game. I just wanted to say that you're fine, and I wish I could really have your number.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to say yes or no. Nine times out of ten, if she's feeling you, she's going to say yeah.
Yep.
So it's like, just do it. I mean, you may not have nothing to say, but she might not have to hear anything.
Nope.
All it takes is you to just walk up and look, I'm fine. I'm sorry, you're fine as hell. Is there any way I can get your number? Yeah, hey, here you go. And then now you feel better because you're like, damn, I was over there talking about, oh, should I do this, should I do that? But you got 5 seconds. Once she knows that you see her, you better walk up within 5 seconds. Because if you do one of the numbers of, oh, she's bad, damn, you walk out the store, and then you start talking to your boy, damn, should I get it? By the time you walk back, she's going to think you're fucking lame. You should have did it when you was in the fucking store.
You know what it is, too? Like, women like a decisive man, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
He looked at me, and as soon as he saw me, he went after me. Like, oh, they love that shit.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Basically.
Oh, man, we got 28 minutes, so I'm gonna keep it moving. MySpace stalkers!
MySpace stalkers?
MySpace motherfucking stalkers.
Mm-hmm. You got a stalker, kid?
No, I don't have a stalker, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're gonna get on these stalkers. Like, for instance, fellas, don't make a fool out of yourself. I'm sure women do it, but more guys do it because I ain't gonna fun. I've done it a couple of times. I stopped it, though. But if you send a message out and a chick doesn't respond to you,
mm-hmm.
don't send another one back. Leave it alone.
Yep.
You can fuck how bad she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you got brothers that you go into the sent mail, and you can see if the chick read it. If she didn't read it yet, it'll still be labeled as sent.
Mm-hmm.
If she read it, it said read. And if she replied to it, it said replied.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of brothers see read, but don't see no replies.
Mm-hmm.
They get pissed off. They send it again. Or they send shit like, oh, I sent it and I see that you read it. How come you ain't reply?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a dickhead.
Don't be a dick.
There's a lot of women out there. Women are like pennies. They're everywhere.
Everywhere. You can even find them on the street laying on the floor.
Word. So don't be a dickhead. Like, I mean,
you know?
Well, that stalking is unnecessary. Like, Cooper, you gonna talk about your little incident? Your little story?
Mm-hmm.
What story?
Oh, you don't want to put it on blast.
What story?
Well, I mean, you said that you had something to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
About a MySpace stalker?
Getting a plus five. You sounded like me, right?
Yo.
I told you I had some gossip.
Oh, yeah, what's the gossip?
Houston. I said I had some Marcus Houston, not Marcus Houston, no. Some Bow Wow gossip.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is something stupid, too. Supposedly they have a new show on BET called Hell's Interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like punks. They try to grab, you know, try to catch him and stuff like that. And they interviewed him. They were telling him if it's true that he steals his dance moves from Chris Brown and shit like that. And he was just going wild and whatever. And then when it came down to like the nitty gritty,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he was talking all this shit or whatever. He was gonna fight. As a matter of fact, I think it's like even on YouTube. and he's looking for it, whatever. And when he gets outside, he's like, oh, Big B, his bodyguard, take care of this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Talking all that funny. Shit.
Talking all that shit. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Ah, little Bauer, you pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got some news. Fucking, wasn't Lil Bow Wow messing with Sierra?
What?
Wasn't Bow Wow messing with Sierra?
Yep.
Well, guess who's messing with Sierra now?
Oh.
50 Cent.
Really?
Yeah. 50 Cent is now messing with Sierra. I guess she moved up. She was tired of playing with Power Rangers. You know what I mean? Going to Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, Power Ashley Rangers. Judd in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Face in the butt in the face.
Face in the butt in the face. Oh, man. Is this the fucking... Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. Alvin and the Chipmunks. The Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, was it fucking puppets?
Was it what?
I don't know.
Puppets.
What about it?
Funky. I gotta view this. I'm trying to see this Alvin and the Chipmunks joint.
Yeah, hold on.
But I wanted to know if is it a movie or is it... Come on, man. Come on, you prick.
Hey.
Oh, great, great, great.
Alvin and the Fag Monks.
Word. Hey, I don't know if you're going to be able to do the show tomorrow, but the show tomorrow's going to be from 11:30.
P.M.?
Yeah. It's going to be an hour.
Okay.
It's up to you.
I'm with it.
All right.
I mean, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yeah. All right, you said it's Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah, Lil Bow Wow.
And what did I put in?
Hell's Interview. BT Hell's Interview. Lil Bow Wow's.
Hell Interview?
Yeah, Hell's Interview.
What's that?
H-E-L-L
double. Huh?
H-E-L-L-S?
Uh-huh. How to be S.
Yo, Cuba.
What?
I took your mother on a hell date.
Her mother is a midget, the female midget.
I bet you she fucking froze hell over.
You started. Mm. That was funny.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a stutter. Only if you can't stutter, only if it's from Jersey.
Huh?
You can only not stutter if you're from Jersey.
Yeah, I'm definitely from Jersey. No, I think I've been coming to JJ too long. That's what happens. Kinds of rubs off.
Or maybe that's what it was. Or maybe because you got the short woman syndrome. Hey, Hell Interview. I don't see no Bow Wow, though.
You have a little Bow Wow, yeah.
Yeah, MySpace, oh, man.
MySpace stalkers.
Yeah, word. They have actually, there's one chick I know. She has, she said that this guy was stealing pictures of her son and acting like that was his kid. What kind of fucking retarded shit is that?
That's some real retarded shit.
Stealing pictures of her kid and doing what? Acting like it was hers?
Acting like, you know, acting like that was his son.
Mm-hmm.
and put it on the page and acting like they was together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is retarded shit, man. Then you got the, then on MySpace, you got the fucking, the fake-ass bitches from foreign countries with the, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Click here because my MySpace page doesn't work. I'm on my girlfriend's page. Click here and you can see me on my webcam live tonight. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Bitches like that I type to, like, suck my dick. And then they respond back. You should click on to my cam. That's how you know it's bullshit. Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
Show us your boobs. Yeah, so, it's,
Why are you harassing me for?
What happened?
I said you're harassing me. Why are you harassing me for?
Oh, yeah, but they fucking file a claim against us.
I'm going to file a claim against you.
Huh?
I'm going to file a claim against you.
Oh, yeah?
You're harassing me.
Approaching women.
Let's see. I got no kills yet, man.
Urban. Pickup. Lines. So what games you got for that 360?
What's that?
What games you got for that 360?
I got Call of Duty 4, Spider-Man 3, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, the Xbox Live shit is cracked all the time, you know what I'm saying? That shit is ridiculously ridiculous.
We got a couple of pickup cheesy lines used by sleazy guys to pick up girls for the night. Let's see. You know a girl is shallow, stupid, or just straight up horny if she falls for these. Random guy. Wanna come to my house for pizza and a fuck?
That's it.
Random girl. No. Random guy. What's the matter? Don't like pizza? My fat ass cousin. So what's up, pussy boy? What happened?
What time I go up here? 11:30?
Nah, we go up here at 9.
Fuck. My show is over at 9. I gotta come on here and spit some shit, man.
All right, well, then we'll hold it extra for you. What you got to talk about? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Women problem?
Hold on. No, I'll call you unless you know it's
there. All right, nigga. You know the number? This guy's a prick face. Nigga going with the women problem again.
You see him, man?
Oh, yeah, again and again. Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
Swiss beats in the face ass chick.
I'm really a nice
telling the face ass nigga.
Oh, Green Lantern in the face ass chick.
Happening at you, man.
The cow in the face ass nigga.
There you go. Bitch ass nigga. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Swag on your fucking war boots.
To take your panties off.
They're stuck in my ass. Pause. Fuck up, nigga. One. A one line come on that can sometimes be affected, but usually comes off as cheesy and stupid. A few examples of pickup lines are: I'm going to stick my tongue so far down your esophagus, you're going to need CPR. I know that milk does a body good, but damn, how much have you been drinking? Did your dad have sex with a carrot? Because you've got great eyes. You look flushed. You look flustered. You should lay down on me. Oh, shit. Pickup lines. Something like something people say to get ass. Want to have sex with me? No? Okay, rape it is. Oh, after this. Want to have sex with me? No? Okay, rape it is. Pickup line. A normally bad way to pick up girls. Notorious pickup lines. Cooper, tell us if this is a bad way to pick you up.
Do that,
Do you wash your clothes with Windex? Because I can see myself in your pants.
The hair cord is nothing. Yeah, makes this shit go up.
Cuba?
I give you a quarter and tell you to freaking call me when you grow up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what about, I know that, okay, now. You must be Jamaican because you're making me crazy. No?
We'll just make pretend we didn't hear that one.
Huh?
Make pretend we didn't hear that one.
You just make what?
We'll make pretend we didn't hear that one.
Well, you could be Jamaican. You could be a light-skinned Jamaican. The only thing that would look better on you, huh?
I said that's corny.
Oh, the only thing that would look better on you is me. I got to take your silence as nah.
Mm-hmm.
You must be tired because you went on my day. I lost my virginity. Can I have yours? Hey, baby, I lost my bed. Can I sleep in yours? Oh, got a lot. Would you find that cute?
No.
Stop. You're under arrest. You stole my heart. Hey, E, would you use that?
My favorite line is, look at the size of my shoes.
Okay, now what if you put on some shoes that are like 10 times twice your size?
Look at the size of my shoes. That's what I like to say.
Oh, shit.
I think all those lines are corny, too.
Yeah, they are. Do you hang your clothes? Because that bottom's off the hook.
No, I like the one. I like the one with the carrot. I think I'm gonna use that just to be kind of cheesy. Your dad must have sex with a carrot.
Because your eyes is great.
Because you have great eyes.
What about this? You might find this funny. If you were a squirrel, would you pick my nuts?
That one was kind of.
Oh, shit.
No.
Huh, dog. I don't think so.
Damn, nigga.
All right, what about this? Point. You got to point to the pants, though. It says, point to pants. Are these felt? Rub them. They are now. Oh, you're going to slap in your fucking face, dog.
That's pretty good.
Those pants look good on you, but they look even better on my bed floor. Bedroom floor.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's actually a good one. But you know what? You can't use these on black chicks. You got to use these on drunk white chicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Black or Spanish will fuck you up.
Yeah, dog. Puerto Rocks won't even fucking pay you any attention.
Nah. They just talk about you to that Puerto Rock homegirl in Spanish.
Right.
If you know ignorant Spanish, all you have to do is hear this. Negro.
And then they'll get their LK boyfriend to fuck you up. See? That's all that happens there.
If I told you that you had a nice body, would you hold it against me?
That's a pretty good one, because that's nice and it's subtle.
Yeah.
It's, I actually like that one.
Hey, Cuba, would that work on you?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, if a motherfucker came with it. Oh, you see, the key to a girl's heart, the key to get that number is make a laugh.
It's all about the
you make a laugh, it's a whack.
You got to say
it
in
the sense. If you make
sense.
Me laugh and you give me good conversation, then we're good.
Yeah. And I'm a fucking clown.
You're a stuttering clown, so.
Yeah, but see, the light over there, the light, he's more funnier. Like 6'4 is a smooth one. He's the one that he just walks up with the, I don't give a fuck. Like, look, what's good, Ma? You know what I mean? And he'll throw that knowledge and make a bitch think, like, this nigga's smooth with his words. I need to give him my number now. See? The light, he's more on the I don't want the number, I want it, but I'm going to let you know that I don't want it.
Right, that's how you got to play the game, B, and that shit works every time.
Yeah. So it's like, I play a game once in a while, but my game is, I'm a fucking clown. So I walk up to you and start talking about people. See, look at this fat ass nigga. What the fuck you think he is? Yeah, I know, right? Yo, give me your number. I mean, it's all different ways, man. This is the way you gotta play it, but the laughter always works.
This guy's an asshole.
Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
See, these lines you could use, like, once you've been talking to a girl, like, you can't come up to a girl with the line.
Yeah.
But once you've been talking to her, and, like, let's say you go to the bathroom or she goes away or something like that, then you could slip it in because you've already been talking to her.
Yeah.
But if this is the first line you say out of your mouth to the girl, then there's no chance that you're going to get anything.
That's like going up to a bitch talking about bow chicka wow wow.
Right.
If the bitch is drunk, she'll flow with it. But if she's sober and you be like, bow chicka wow wow, chicka wow bow bow, so get the fuck out of here, you immature prick.
Or if you lick your pointer finger at the girl's ass and you go, you're hot. Good one.
That was some gross shit. It was
I've done that before.
Oh, shit.
I said
only to white girls.
You can't do it to a black girl will get the fucking blood or Crip boyfriend to beat you up, and the Puerto Rocks will get their fucking LK boyfriend to beat you up. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Try to stay away from the confrontational, the slashings and the jiggings and, you know.
Well, I told you, I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I mean, you can always use the line that I use, and I was called an asshole and an immature faggot. But, I was in the mall and put my hand up, and I just did the, you know, the come here with the one finger.
Huh?
I told her to come here, but I ain't say shit. I just pointed at her and did my pointer finger to come here.
Uh huh.
So she walked over. She was like, "What's up?"
You were playing with a pussy in the air.
Yeah, I said, "I want to know if I can finger you and make you come." She said, "You fucking immature faggot," and fucking walked off.
Funny.
You make Paris Hilton look like a Teletubby.
And make you come?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I want to know if I could finger you and make you come.
That's pretty good, but you're an asshole.
But yeah, you only can, once again, that's the club pickup lines. Because if a bitch is drunk, she might find that funny. Like, are you stupid? What's up? Boom. You already got it right there. But if you're in the mall and you do that shit, nah.
Yeah, there kind of has to be some liquid relaxation present.
Yeah.
Any of the shit to even...
Yeah, like a lot of shit sounds stupid, but a lot of it will work depending on the situation and the girl.
Because the only... Who do you think is telling the story? Girls are telling the stories. Girls are saying, this is what a guy has said to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the guys telling the stories, because obviously the guys weren't successful. I think they would tell the story, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read your T-shirt in Braille?
Nice.
Hey, wanna fuck while your dad's gone? A short phrase to concur. Oh, fuck that. For, of course, whatever, man.
That's
smoothness. Right. Uh-oh, here we go. Smoothness to get inside of your biatch. Yo, baby, yo. I lost my... that's funny. You must be tying... Okay. I lost my virginity. Oh, you know, that was good, man.
What about come sit on my face? I've said that plenty of times. Listen, I want you to just sit on my face. You don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit on my face and, you know, we'll see what happens. Like, cause, you know what's funny? Let me tell you, guys are assholes. I was talking to a girl about this a while ago, but she was saying how, guys, what they do is, all they want to do is eat a girl out at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I want to eat you up. Damn, are you so sexy? I want to eat you up. I want to do that. Right?
Yeah, but you look like a fucking lame doing that dumb shit.
No, but what it is that, you know, the expectation is that once you eat the girl out,
mm-hmm.
you get the pussy.
Right. Then obviously you could beat the pussy afterwards. Because
that's if you know what the fuck you're doing. Because a lot of brothers. Because it's like playing Russian roulette. Because you might fall into. You might come. Across a tough chick that would be like, all right, fuck it. You know what I mean? She eats you, you eat her out, and then she says, good looking, get the fuck out. Now you the crash dummy, you ate pussy, and you left.
Crash dummy.
Word. You know what I mean? You should have just fucking, you know what I mean? You went in there without no helmet. You know what I mean? You old stunt dummy ass nigga.
Crash dummy.
So it's like, you gotta be kind of careful with that. And some brothers don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, they just go all over the place. And, like, there's women that don't get orgasms from getting a pussy ate because niggas don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, you can go all over the place, but the ones that I've experienced, stay on the clit. Keep the tongue on that little bump. What is it? What's the name of that shit anyway? The little bump that they piss out of.
They piss out of the bump.
The harita or something.
Oh, the urethra.
Urethra, yeah. You lick the little urethra.
Oh, Lord.
That has the feeling.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at fireworks right now. I don't know what the
hell
is.
What did you do, like, research, son?
I did research on the name, but as far as I had the experience of myself, and I used to just, you know, put my tongue inside the vagina. But it's like, I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm not really getting, you know, so I just went up, because I figured I will bet. When I get my dick sucked, she's not licking my nuts all the whole time. She's sucking my dick that I piss out of. So maybe if I lick where she pisses out of, she get the same feeling. Well, it worked. So that's how I fucking did it. But, you know what I mean? Some women actually, you know, like you to go inside and, you know, lick and whatever. But, you know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, if you know what the fuck you're doing, you're going to get the pussy. Nigga like me, I'll play like, nah, man, it's cool. I just want to eat you out, that's all. And you know you'll be like, nah, man, get a fucking condom in. Nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. If you don't get a fucking condom, I'm going to get a fucking condom. So before you know it, now it doesn't seem like you did it to get it. Now you put it on her. But look, you told me to do it.
You did.
You did. Pickup lines heard around the world and what you could say back to them. I know how to please. A woman. Then please leave me alone. Oh Lord, I want to give myself to you. Sorry, I don't accept cheap gifts. May I see you pretty soon? Don't you think I'm pretty now? Oh wow, your hair color is fabulous. Thank you. It's an aisle 3. Oh, it's on aisle 3 at the corner drugstore. You look like a dream. Go back to sleep. I can tell that you want me. Yes, I want you to leave. Hey, baby, what's your sign? Do not enter or stop.
3.
I'd go through anything for you. Let's start with your bank account. May I have the last dance? You just had it.
What was that one?
May I have the last dance? You've just had it. I will go to the end of the world for you.
Do that.
Yes, but you would stay there. Your place or mine?
both. You go to your place, and I'll go to mine.
That's funny.
Your body is like a temple. Sorry, there are no service today. No services today. Is this seat empty? Yes. And this one will be too if you sit down. What's it like being the most beautiful girl in the bar? What's it like being the biggest liar in the world? Haven't I seen you somewhere, someplace before? Yeah, that's why I don't go there anymore.
I like that one.
Oh, shit. If I could see you naked, I'd die happy. If I could see you naked, I'd die laughing. Oh, shit. Damn, niggas ran out of time. I didn't even close out or nothing. Oh, man. You're tuned into the extra 20 minutes of, because I got to go home and clean this shit, so y'all, we're going to, you know, do a little 20-minute bit.
You dirty motherfucker.
Fuck y'all! You son of a bitch! Daughter of a bitch! And then we're going to
Listen, how pretty my town is. We got fireworks for Christmas.
Fireworks for Christmas. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a big celebration. Fireworks.
Oh, because you motherfuckers can't afford snow. Okay, understandable.
Yeah.
We don't want snow.
Everybody, JJ is going to be smoked out this weekend.
No, he's not.
I'll make sure of that. I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah. I...
But I'm only going to do it in front of 6'4".
Oh,
yeah.
So
if I'm not there, it ain't going down, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Too much. Are you coming down this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You should come to Staten Island.
Huh?
You should come to Staten Island.
No, I won't be by Staten Island.
You know what?
Hold on. Wow, that shit is hot.
What are you, popping popcorn?
Shit, yeah, I was about to ask the same thing.
Those are the fireworks I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is hot. That's pretty as hell.
No.
No, I'm gonna be up in North Jersey. And then
JJ said he's gonna
come pick me up one day, so
oh, yeah?
Saturday to go hang out. Let's see if his fucking cheap ass car with the cheap ass brakes makes it.
North Jersey, you said?
The what?
North Jersey.
You gonna be in North Jersey?
Yeah.
Well, if he's coming to North Jersey to get you, he might as well come up here.
Pretty much.
That's him. Like I said, I'm not the driver.
What?
Stop being a cheap fuck and get a fucking rental.
What are you saying?
Nah, I can't get a rental.
What are you saying?
Call a hold on.
Call a hold your fucking horses. Gangway.
Last
time you heard somebody say that shit.
What, gangway?
Gangway.
Because then what guard? The bishop runs into the Pope's quarters and says, "Your Holiness, I have good news and I have bad news. Pope, what's the good news?" "Bishop, Jesus has returned to earth. He's on the phone and wants to speak with you." "Pope, and the bad news?" "Bishop, he's calling from Salt Lake City." I don't get that.
I don't get it either. This is a stupid joke, I guess.
I'm coming out of the booth. come on, man. What the fuck is up with Blog Talk Radio, man?
Blog Talk. What the fuck?
¿Cómo está, Pedro? Dime un segundo.
ahora mismo está, cuando estaba manejando por aquí, paré por ahí un momentico por City Play.
Hey, cut
para
that
verlo, sí, estaban lindos.
Cut that shit out.
Oh, wow.
Ahí.
Wow.
Oh, they did the lighting. Oh, they did
I didn't
see that. Okay. Oh, that's why the fireworks. Freddy, que tenga buena noche.
Why the fireworks?
Yeah, the fireworks are because they lit the Christmas tree today. The big Christmas tree in Palm Beach, just like they have in friggin' New York
Times.
So, big celebration.
Ain't that fucking cute?
Yeah, isn't that cute? Dude,
no,
you know what? The fireworks are legal here.
Hey, parents, stop lying to your fucking kids about fucking Santa Claus, all right?
I lie to my kids.
It's a damn shame.
I do, but it's something to look forward to. Fuck, it's a fantasy. I had dreams when I was little.
Fantasy. The tooth fairy is a fantasy, all right? A fat white man giving you...
Listen, what's the difference between the tooth fairy and Santa Claus?
There's a big difference. Tooth fairy can be black, white, Spanish, whatever. Santa Claus is a fat white man. Who doesn't exist. Alright? You work good and hard for your money to buy your children gifts. And you say the fat white man? You give the fat white man all the credit?
Well, I don't give him all the credit.
Hello? You're so tired. Poop in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, here we go, the dumb shit.
The nigga just walked in front of you with a fucking pen.
Oh, man, here we go with the dumb shit.
I got a pack.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Block Talk is effing up, and if I hang up, I'm not going to be coming back. So I'm going to try to
mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, Block Talk Radio messing up, man. Hold on, I'll call you back.
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on, not y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba.
Wait.
Shut up.
Hey, shut up. Oh, man.
Fucking was up. Got mad niggas just now. Niggas just got like 5 kills.
Anybody, okay. I just did this earlier, and he said, actually, it would actually work.
Mm-hmm.
It says, buy her a drink. That's one of the pickup lines. What he's saying that, and Cuba,
uh-huh.
Tell me if this would actually make you laugh. Well, if it would work, you know, as a pickup line. The player's twist, boldly ask her to buy you a drink in a joking manner. Something like this. I've been sitting here wondering what a guy has to do to get a pretty girl to buy him a drink.
Mm-hmm. You see him up there, right?
This is unexpected and funny, which makes it a better icebreaker. Is that true?
Maybe. Then again, maybe not. I'll be like, you broke ass nigga, why you come to the coach for?
Oh, this guy's a fag. Any ladies from Delhi, India, looking for a male escort, can call me anytime. He has a number down. What a fag. What a gaff. That movie was bitching.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, I even see him right there. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, 64, you on the computer now? Or are you playing a video game?
Well, I'm on both. Get that gun.
Are you, you got me on speakerphone?
Yo.
You got me on speaker?
No.
Go on your internet. I want you to type something in right quick.
What?
Let me just see these girls.
Hmm?
Just see these girls.
What is it?
You about to put in the URL?
Yeah.
All right, it's www.
Yeah.
Dot the number 2. GIRLS,
mm-hmm.
The number 1, CUP.com. This joint is hot.
Got 2 girls, 1 what?
OneCup.com.
One cup?
Yeah.
.com?
Yeah. Cuba.
Yeah. Did he find it?
Did you find it?
2 girls and the number 1?
Yeah, the number 2 and then GIRLS, the number 1, CUP.com.
Daddy must be proud. What is this shit about?
Watch it. You see the 2 chicks?
I see tits for you. What is it, a movie?
Yeah, you watching it?
Nah, that's it.
Yo, Hellboy Part 2 is coming out.
Yeah, that's that shit anyway. Hold on.
truth.
Nah, my shit is fucking up.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know what the fuck is on.
Alright, now our shit is working.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Nah, man, come on, dog.
Oh, ew, yeah. Nigga.
Yeah.
Who called you babe, nigga? You all like, come on, dog. Hold on.
Second.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm on air?
Yeah, you on air, man. What's going on, brother? By the way, everybody, this is Ace Money.
Let's go, Ace.
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Just called in. I mean, I don't want to be the Grinch, you know, Christmas and shit, but there's no point of us, you know, competing and doing this shit anymore.
What?
I had this little meeting today with some blog talk people or whatever, and if you hear about the listeners, how many listeners they got, we suck. We're never, ever going to have that many listeners.
Well, what do you mean?
Even if we put our numbers together, still won't have that many.
Wait, wow, what happened?
This motherfucker was up there saying that he has 500 listeners, 350 live listeners. Some people even have 6 or 7, dog. 100 listeners. We're struggling. Like, the most we probably had was, like, what, 60 live?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, man. And we up here like, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're going to make it. No. No. No.
You got to understand, though. That person, wait, further, who has 500 listeners?
Some guy, and these, like, regular people was just calling up, like, yeah, blah, 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 I have about 477 listeners a day, and I have about 600 listeners. The one guy that has it, like, I mean, I understand why he has it, because he has about a million websites. But other people that didn't still had high numbers. So it's like, you look at it this way, we're struggling because we have, you know, problems with Blog Talk, because, you know, how they be fucking up.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Constantly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's just not going to happen, man. I'm really discouraged, and I'm thinking I'm quitting. I'm about to go grab me a pack and sell dope.
Nah, though, you understand, man. Even those people that have 500 people, like, they dedicated. Like, they put work in. It takes a lot. I mean, it's not going to happen in the first year. It might not happen in the second year.
So, yeah,
but you got to stick in with it, man. The longer
I was in the studio, then I'd be like, you know, this is good money. This is cool. But I'll be damn, I'd be getting older holding the phone. Like, yeah, you know, one day. One day. We're going to make it watch one day.
One day.
We're going to get into the
studio. Just like Jada Kiss. We're going to make it.
Yeah, we're going to make it one day. Like, we're holding a fucking telephone. We're not even in the studio. They can't see me. I almost couldn't even finish my show tonight, man. I wanted to clock out early, man.
Wait, well, who told you this?
They had a meeting there at 6:30. That's why we did our show at 8, because we wanted to hear what the fuck they were saying. And
you actually had a meeting with these people?
Yeah, I mean, you call up there and talk to them. And they just, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't call up there bitching. I mean, I didn't even call them, just like, just people was calling in, letting them know how many listeners they got and what they do and all that shit. So I'm just listening, like, man, this is fucking asshole competing with 30-something listeners. These pussies got 560. They look at us like, what, nigga? You got who?
What are they talking about, though?
Nothing. Nothing like we'll be talking about. I doubt it.
That's why we're going to make it. You know, it takes time, man. Before, we had no listeners.
Niggas is dying every day, man. We ain't got time, man. I'm like, real, that's the shit I'm trying to get at, y'all. Like, all these jobs out here that you know, you're working for, and then you put an app in, and you got to do a background check, and go through all your, we ain't got time for that shit. It's rough out here. Niggas are getting shot in the fucking head every day. Whatever happened to getting hired on the spot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit is rough, man. I ain't got time. I ain't got years. World's coming to the end if you ain't realizing.
Well, I'm feeling that one. And when we make it big, I promise you, you always have a job with us as a maintenance man.
Now, mark,
yeah,
his words. Mark his words. So when 2027 comes, and you motherfuckers are holding this phone with gray hair, whip his ass.
Whip his ass. 6'4", what do you think about all this negativity?
There's no negativity. This is real talk, man. Like, this shit is just... This will hurt any man's heart if you heard the listeners. It's fucked up, man.
I mean, I'm not really even paying attention to it. You know, but
how many times you gonna say blood?
Ain't nobody bringing nothing over here.
No doubt.
Well, as we can see, y'all don't drug us over here. So,
what's
six
that?
Words always gonna have a job. Always.
What did you say?
No, wasn't paying attention. Don't pay attention now.
Oh, boy. Apparently what you had to say
wasn't...
Leave
me alone. I don't hear you. For some reason.
I mean, that's what it is. But apparently what you had to say wasn't important, so carry on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, anywho. It's just fucked up, man. Life is fucked up now, man.
I don't know. This guy's fucking...
Why is he talking to me?
Life story.
Come on,
what is this? The fucking...
Oh, my God.
Depressed
hour? Why did you start this guy up? Who put batteries in this nigga back for him to talk to?
Batteries?
I caught a pair.
Come on, guys. Niggas is not able to put batteries in my back. It's not possible.
God,
man. Plus, you're like a low-level soldier.
When is this
nigga's
going to get fired?
So why would I even, like... You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. That's the problem.
I know. That's the whole point.
Wow. This is why we get called niggers every day by the white man, man.
Why?
Because this nigga is not even tuned into the world. So fuck is he talking about? What is he talking about?
Talking about...
Jesse,
you
know what he's talking about. Right.
Talking about you being a low-level
okay,
soldier.
Okay, whatever, man. You
there's
say
no
that,
need
so
for
I mean,
me to
right,
even,
right,
like...
Howard.
Lift a finger when it comes to, like, dealing with you. You know what I'm saying?
6'4".
Come on.
Talking to him, man. Shut up. Yo.
I mean,
is, man,
first
just,
of all, don't tell me to shut up because I'm a fucking grown man.
You're not
going to
make it in
the
world, man, with this shit right here, man. Like, I'm really pissed off about this shit, man.
I mean,
I
that's
understand
your business.
People probably ain't got no job.
That's your business,
this
guys.
Is why they, like, got all these listeners.
Good looking, bro.
But I don't get it, man.
Yo. Get the fuck out of here, so.
Why are you listening to this shit? Don't whisper, man. You know, speak up in front of me.
Come on, man. The last 10 minutes we're going to get to this guy.
Six, yeah, I'm
fucking kidding.
Get it. Why are you even on here? Clock out, nigga.
Clock out.
Ain't the show been over since 9 o'clock? What are you doing here?
Oh, boy. What are you doing here? I've
talking.
Been here.
I'm
what
talking.
Are you doing here?
I'm talking.
All right, I'm doing the same fucking thing, nigga.
I'm kind of talking clear, nigga.
That nigga is stupid.
Come on, man. Put another fucking wave in your head.
You gas
put
him up. Keep
another
job in the back.
Put another paw in your
me.
Hand. Get another length in
I don't
your,
get
your
it,
chain wallet.
Get it. Why is he talking?
Fuck out of here.
6'4 is always going to be shit to clog out of the toilet.
Always shit, really? All right.
Always.
You right.
I get that bread too, nigga.
Shitting, you I'll
clog
drive.
Your mother. I'll clog your mother's tongue.
I don't understand. And you stuttering. See, and every time you get hyped, you stutter. So calm down.
And I can stutter. I don't give a fuck about that shit, nigga.
Listen,
I don't give a
tongue.
Fuck
listen
about stuttering, nigga.
Crazy.
Look.
On
my motherfucking day, nigga.
Oh,
fuck is wrong with you?
Go play in lotion 6-4.
I don't ask, nigga, man. You can't G-check
me, nigga. I don't
get it, man. I don't know what
you stutter and you know it. Why would you start a fight?
Fucking bird ass.
Why would you start a fight?
Matter of fact, I tell you what, son. Since you want to talk, I'm gonna give you the fucking mic. Let's see what you do.
Man, thank you. Now shut up. Anyway, JJ.
Bye, nigga.
I didn't think you had nothing to say.
Hey, I'm done. Like you're fucking boss. Had to tell you to talk.
You
was doing good. Like, don't talk to me.
As you were, little man.
You can't win.
I'm little. Talking
like a paper boy or something. Like, get out of here.
Paper boy. I thought I was just a plumber. Now I'm a paper boy.
You're a plumber. You're probably a paper boy in a week.
You'll
never have a real job.
What do you do?
Either you're playing shit or you're gonna play a paper.
What do you do? Are you a cashier?
All right, I work at Get Money. I work at Get Money Records. That's what I
work.
Get Money Records. You wanna sign up?
Hey,
you want to sign up?
Come on, man. Fuck out of here.
You're
working at a perfume department at Box Tops. What do you want?
I don't get it, man.
I'm just trying to find out.
I don't know why you're trying to find out anything.
That's exactly the point. You fucking clown.
You're stuttering.
That's stutter. All my long, nigga. Especially when I'm beating him.
Why don't you hang up and your minutes are free and call back?
Why don't I do what?
Come on. Call back when your minutes is free.
Oh,
back
boy. Yeah, you going in on these niggas in this shit, man.
JJ, please mute this nigga mic. He never has nothing to say. You know it.
Kill him, nigga, son.
You talk a thousand words and say shit.
Stab that nigga,
that's
son. Stab his name trying to stab you. Stab. God damn it.
I don't get it. These niggas are playing video games.
It's like
game.
Four times, son. What the fuck?
All this pussy and money out here, these niggas don't play video games.
Where you going?
Oh, boy. Niggas is still on my cock. I see. Pause.
Wow.
Matter of fact, yo, JJ.
Okay,
man.
You're muted. Shut up.
JJ,
yo,
take,
JJ.
JJ, take the crap.
That's what
take
I'm saying. I don't get
out.
It. I don't get it.
JJ,
man,
take the trash out. Take the trash out real quick, man.
I don't get it, man.
Matter of fact, listen, man. I'm
oh, my
out,
God.
You know what
I'm what, man? I'm what?
Oh, boy. But you know
what? What are you saying?
I'm going to give you the attention that
thank
you really,
you.
Really
you.
Are asking me to
give
you.
Shut the fuck up. You've been saying it. Shut up.
That's what it seems like. I'm going to give you the attention that
no,
you need,
God.
Son.
Your mother didn't love you.
Because apparently
me,
your father
that's
wasn't
the problem,
there.
Because you always talk to me. Nobody talks to you.
And all kinds
you're
of
pitiful,
other shit,
man.
You know what I'm saying? That I'm not even going to get into. But I'm going to tell you this. I'll
oh,
be a big
God.
Brother
don't
to you.
Don't tell me nothing, man.
I'll be a big brother to
you,
son.
With a speech book.
I'll walk with you in your own hood, son, where you don't be walking around.
I'm walking around with you. What are you talking about? I drive.
You know, it is what it is.
I don't walk nowhere, nigga.
That's why you're a fat
man. Exactly. That's why I'm what.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, though. Your father was a fag. So,
you know, I understand
you.
At least I know my
father. Way he went.
At least I know my father.
Strike
What the fuck are you talking about? Listen. Grown-ass man on the phone going, You fucking faggot.
Really? Does that really make me a faggot?
You're a fucking homo, man. Please don't.
Am I really? I think you're Chris because
I don't understand. I don't understand you, man.
I don't know. That's the point.
I just don't get it, man.
You dumb fuck.
You're an employee and you got all his mouth. I don't get it.
Stupid bastard.
Mm-hmm. Your girl loves me and you know it.
I mean, I don't have a girl, so how does
exactly.
that
exactly. That's why you're so mad. You're lonely.
Is it
That's
really?
What it is, man.
I mean,
grown ass
right.
playing in shit all day and you come home with your fucking shitty boots in the basement of your mom's
okay.
house. And your mom tell you to sit your boots at the top of the steps and walk down in the basement and you're lonely for the rest of the night.
Is that what she says to me?
Yeah, and then you get prepared for the show.
Okay, and how
that's your
know?
Highlight of the day.
And how do you know this?
Because you can tell. You're an angry man.
Really? Am I?
You get as much pussy as I do, you'll be late.
Am
man.
I pussy, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is about pussy now.
I mean, it got to be with you, man. But since you are one, I don't understand why you're still in.
I mean, the only pussy here is you, Doug, right? So I don't even know where you come from.
I'm going to name you 5'1".
That's 5'1". Oh, that's a little bit. 6'4",
get out of here.
What is that? Like, that's the height you wish you were?
No, that's the height that you are. That's the height your heart is. 5'1".
Fuck out of here.
You're 5'1", man.
You're a fucking bird and you got roasted.
Now get out of here, man. You got a Bronco and you're playing shit all day. You shouldn't even talk to me.
Get fucked up, nigga.
I don't get it.
You're right. You know what?
I don't get it, man.
You know what's funny?
Right there alone, you should shut up.
You know what's funny,
though? And try to argue
with me. You know what's funny? You're absolutely right.
I don't get it.
You're absolutely right.
And you're playing a video game with your best
friend. I do playing shit all day.
That nigga's on your lap.
I do playing shit all day. You're right.
I know you. I know I'm
right. You're right about that.
I know I'm right. And you do drive a 96 Bronco. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not a 96.
This nigga's dead.
You know,
dead.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's paid for.
He's
so, you know,
his Christmas
I'm good.
Is ruined. He
I'm good.
Got no
I mean,
guests
I mean honestly,
I ain't got no money for no guests.
I mean, honestly,
it,
it is
sucks,
what it is.
Man.
I guess not. You
Happy Kwanzaa.
I could have a faggot.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa?
Happy Kwanzaa, you faggot.
Faggot. All right. I see
you
you're
running broke, nigga, when Christmas comes
I
around,
see you
don't
running
celebrate
out of shit to say.
I don't celebrate.
I'm
I don't
let
celebrate
you keep
Christmas.
Going. You're the little engine. You're the little engine that could.
I don't
I'm
celebrate
see,
Christmas.
I'm going to see how long you can fucking go. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's go. Come on. When did you ever argue with me and when? Think. We got time.
Listen to yourself.
We got time. Come on. Shut
you
that
sound
fucking
like,
ass
you
down.
Sound like such
you
a clown, B.
You know.
That's the funny shit. Like,
JJ.
I don't know what I can't imagine.
Anyway,
what
man, just ignore him and see how long he'll talk.
I can't imagine.
Like
what
I was saying,
man,
I understand
this,
like,
is, hey, look,
this
I know
is their job,
I but
like, regardless
sure,
of what
I,
it is, it's just
movie,
not going to happen. Like, we're never going to happen.
What the fuck do you tell bitches, son? Like, you're whack, yeah, in every sense of the word.
Didn't you call me a pimp last time I called up here, Mickey Mano? Yo,
I mean, you know what it is, son.
JJ, I don't understand. He's contradicting himself. He's a little guy.
I call people pimps.
Yo, chill, yo. Go give me a pack of Newports and a quarter hug.
Like I said, man. Now
hurry up,
though. Like I said.
You come back out.
What you got to say about that? You pussy. What you got to say about
that? Go down
nothing.
The street. Nigga, hurry
nothing.
Up, man, if I'm kicking your ass. Hurry
nothing.
The fuck up
that's
with
what
my new ports, nigga.
I called you.
And I want a lighter, not a match.
You had nothing to say about that.
Come on, nigga.
I have nothing else to say.
Light my cigarette, you faggot.
Yeah, that
stop winking at me. 6'4", you're too old for that.
If I call you pussy and you don't respond to it at all, like no way,
it,
you talk about other shit. Yeah, oh, I'm just pussy.
That's all that they're good for. You go to the stores and you put your own money into the
I'm
going to
put the phone down.
You don't even smoke. You're just helping the niggas out on the block. Just shut up, man. You're done. Anyway, man. JJ.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Hey, Cuba. Cuba.
He must be looking for orange juice.
Cuba.
She got a stupid ass banged on.
Are you banged on it?
Oh, yeah. Todd.
Yeah, man. This shit is.
Oh man, you niggas are stupid.
Real discouraged, man.
Huh?
So I'm real fucking discouraged right now, man.
Yeah, man, you can't think about that, man. Don't let them discourage you. That's exactly what they want.
Yeah, I dig that, but it's just... I'd be doing something else, man.
Besides, I mean...
What?
I have a job, and I'm still doing it, so it's like...
No, but I think the people who got that many listeners don't have a job.
Yeah. Oh, no, they don't.
But out of, no way in hell you got a life. And you do that shit.
In there.
And have that many listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm about to start the roasting now right quick. And niggas are just roasting each other. How come y'all can never talk peacefully? Y'all always shitting on each other.
Hey, man. I love everybody, man.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Yeah,
yeah.
Ain't
no
okay. Handy. Yeah, you dig?
Handy.
Yeah, that
nigga was putting it on. And I hear a rage sound like I got asthma. Hey, yo, eat your pumpkin pie in the face, ass nigga.
You old curious George in the hair ass nigga.
Air raid sound like it got AIDS, man. Hey yo, 6'4".
6'4".
Where is it? In the trailer? All right.
Four.
Can I sign it before we leave?
5'1".
All right. No problem. You staying on fire watch tonight?
Yeah. All right. Hey, 4.
Who, me and you?
No. You got. Nigga, you just got yourself banged on, pussy. You know, I'm part of the motherfucking thing, bus. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yo, E.
All right.
Yo, E.
All right. Yo.
Why every time Ace comes on the technical difficulty show, he's always shutting down support?
Say again?
Bitch.
Yeah. Why is Ace always shutting 6'4 down?
That's because 6'4 is playing Xbox.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Hey, but many a times that Xbox wasn't around, man. It was, you know, that Xbox is around the dank. So that's the excuse he's going to fall back.
I know you ain't talking old Dougie Fresh in the head ass nigga.
I'm coming to America t-shirt wearing nigga.
You old JJ from Good Times in the face ass nigga.
You old Malcolm X fanny pack wearing motherfuckers.
You old Schweppes Scully hat wearing motherfucker.
Old Snoop Dogg from the wash in the face ass motherfucker.
Yo, Eminem trying to creep from the wash in the face ass nigga.
Yo, fucking, what's that nigga's name from Star Wars? The red nigga.
Oh shit. Oh,
Dark,
I forgot to go on.
Dark Maul, Dark Maul or some shit like that. Ooh, Darth Maul in the face ass nigga.
Elizabeth Taylor in the mouth ass nigga. Nigga, you Arsenio Hall in the teeth ass nigga.
Whoa, Curious George in the hair ass nigga.
Whoa, dog. No, don't come at the hair. No.
No blow. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Ace Money, he's over here discouraged because other people have 500 listeners. I'm trying to tell them it's a time for everything.
Yeah, it is a time, but we ain't got time.
Hold on, who has 500 listeners?
Niggas on here actually got 500 listeners, dog.
Oh, right? I mean, damn.
Oh, my Lord. Don't correct it.
Yeah, no way in hell. No way in hell. No.
Don't correct it.
No way in
hell. Raheem, I checked Raheem's station. Raheem doesn't have a... You're talking about the guy that be doing that goofy stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of fat women on the show? Yeah, nah, I checked this show. He has zero listeners.
Yeah, no, it's just people on here that got 500, 600 listeners. And me and this nigga be competing, like, well, I had 30-something listeners a day. Well, I had 50.
I had 31. Oh,
yeah,
I had
like,
32.
What the fuck is that to 600?
I mean, dog, listen, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, you guys don't talk about shit, that's why.
We actually talk about shit. Like, I'll put in overtime.
Fake,
you know,
ass,
it's none of that.
Dr. Phil and Oprah in the face ass niggas.
Yeah, that's what we
do. I got to just, you know, let me put this out here right quick. This is JJ sending out to a chick in Brooklyn. She's a whore. And she likes anal. And this
all Brooklyn chicks are whores, B.
Yeah, they are. And this is real deal. Phone sex, phone bone, all that. You know what I mean? She likes some ass, I mean, some good pussy. And she actually told me to put her number out because she wants, she don't like guys to walk up there. She'd rather guys call her. Mm. So, number
what's the
is
number?
347-645-4777. And her home number is 718-495-4676. Her name is Luz Barbie Torres.
Oh, boy.
The whore. She gets it popping. So, tell her technical difficulty sent you. And that might give you a hand job. She's
pretty
about 5 foot 130.
5 foot 130?
Yes, but she's diabetic, so you got to take it easy. Let's move on to bigger and better things.
Wow.
Slut, bitch.
Wow.
What could be better than a slut?
Yeah. A bitch.
Except two sluts. Slut twins. That's the only thing better than one slut. A set of slut twins.
And that's how we do on technical difficulties. We help bitches out, you know? Our bitches, some dudes.
what we lay it down.
Yo, what? Hold on. Are you talking about the one and only, the very same?
Yeah, Luis Torres.
Oh boy. What happened? I thought you guys were getting married.
Bro, negative. Pause on that one. You gotta need somebody to do that.
Oh yeah, that's true. You're right. Well, no, you don't actually. No, you don't.
Tell you what, I can be a super duper crash dummy and buy that bitch a ring and send it to her in the mail. Yeah.
Well, you know, you crash dummy for so long.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa, is this guy? He's in love. Hold on, I got another call, guys. Girl X, it's curling.
As nigga, oh, sap in the face, as nigga. Flagging your war boots, pussy. Yo, Ace, man.
Fuck you.
Why don't you join my show, man?
I'm not joining nobody's show, man. I'm going to be out on all this.
Huh?
I'm not joining nobody's shit, man.
Pussy, nigga. Shoot your face off with my Uzi, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, you want to hear a song?
Fuck, I look like, nigga. I ask for a request. Should I call up here and say, hey, can I get a request?
Yeah, I don't know the fuck what you ask for.
Call down here, shut down a nigga with Down syndrome. I feel bad. Got to buy him a gift now. Just called up here to, you know, speak my mind, man. Let some shit off my chest.
I was about to say something real gay. Pause.
Yeah,
something super gay.
I'm about to get the fuck out of here.
Go. All right, well, look, nigga, what you doing tonight?
Ain't the usual, getting some pussy, you know.
I'm going to have to stop by. Boricuaville.
Boricuaville.
I don't know, though, man. That bitch is missing her fronts.
Yeah, OD without the grill.
Yeah, OD's without the grill. I gotta go home and clean my fucking apartment. Hey, dog, we still up for that, I don't know if your pockets can handle it, though, you broke-ass nigga.
Must be talking to
Cheesecake Factory.
First of all, you fat fuck, I don't eat cheese, and I don't eat cake, so, no.
First of all, you fat fuck, they don't just serve cheese or cake.
But they sell, you know.
They sell, it's a restaurant, dog.
Oh, yeah, it is?
Yeah, it's like Applebee's.
Oh, shit, man. That's nice, yo. Who's all going?
Me, you, Cuba, and your girl.
So basically, you're asking me on a double date on live air.
Oh, well, dog, I don't date Cuba.
Oh, you're asking on a double date, man. I gotta go.
Not a double date because me and Cuba aren't together. But, you know, you know.
So it's just gonna be
she's gonna be in town. Why not take her out?
Oh, okay. All right. I get it.
It's more like a late birthday gift.
Late birthday gift. Okay. Well, her birthday's coming up.
Huh?
My birthday's coming up.
Who?
Cuba.
Nah, it already passed.
All right. I got it.
So you're down or not?
Let me think about this. It's going to be pretty hard. No. But anyway.
Yeah, nigga, you said yes before. Pussy.
It's the worst when you ask somebody something and you be really serious. Like, yo, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be mad chick that I'm going to call. You down? No.
Let me think about it. Nah. Come on, dog. Nah, dog.
Come on, man. Please.
Nigga, stop asking me, pussy.
Wow. So where's everybody at? I don't get it.
Well, it's at four. He's, somewhere touching himself in the corner.
Grown ass man.
And, I'm about to hang up on him. He's somewhere touching him. His Mexican friend in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuba is somewhere snorting orange juice.
Mm. Wow.
So I'm going to play some fucking... I'm going to play what you was doing in the mall the other day. Window shopper.
Oh, okay. When I went with your mom.
Yeah, you studied on that witch.
Your mom's licking my nipple. No homo. Anyway. Guess I'm signing out. I'm out of here, yo. Tell 6'4", I hope he gets better over the years.
Uh-huh.
With him playing in doo-doo. And, you know, usual.
Bet. Send the song out to Ace Money from Are We Famous Yet Radio. I don't know if he's going to be in the business anymore because he's a little pissed off, but
yeah, I'm a little pissed off.
He's my cousin.
I'm about to actually 6'4 girl. Because every time I take her to the mall, I never buy the bitch nothing. I just let her, you know, get her mouth wet and look at some nice shit she wants.
Oh, man. Well, that's fucked up.
Now, what's fucked up is his living situation. Get out of the basement, 6'4. But anyway, gotta go, man.
Well, I guess this is going out to his girl then. Chocolate is going out to you. Out of control. Hey, Ace.
Yeah.
Hit you up in a few, nigga.
All right, man.
Peace.
Yo.
Yo, E.
Ace is the window shopper. What?
It's the window shopper. Can't you see? Jesus, the window shopper. I'm gonna do my thing. You know I do my thing. I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay. Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background, burning that backwoods. Styling, stunting, doing my two step running.
Nope.
Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just look at the rental discretion. Your vibes, this is bump for music. Now blend in with me. As I proceed to break it down, it's always off the chain, man. When I'm around, I play the block pumping. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping. Cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud. Like when.
Nope.
You.
Hey,
where's all the troops at?
Well, 6'4", he's playing Xbox with SD.
Okay.
Cuba, I think she's getting packed and ready to come up here for tomorrow.
Oh, you sure she's not having slut sex?
No, I don't think so.
Cuba's a fucking escort.
Hold on there.
Just like Danny Dan is a fucking escort.
Man, I gotta go clean my crib up. Fucking.
Yo, son, listen. Don't have niggas sleeping in no fucking shitty ass crib. No cat shit, nothing like that, man. Clean that fucking place up.
Whoa, who said you niggas is gonna be sleeping in my crib anyway?
What do you think we're gonna be sleeping?
I got company, motherfucker.
So who's your company? The Mexican broad?
Nah, nigga. I got some other bitch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, dog. You better act like this is seventh grade and hit that shit while you fucking sleep, while I'm sleeping right next to you.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
On a low, though. You know what I'm saying? On a low, though.
Yeah.
Come on, girl. Shh, shh. Come on, girl. Just shh and cover her mouth. You fucking poking her ass.
Oh, man. I just busted my ass. Hey, yo, Ace. Badass nigga. Yo, man,
he's not going.
Yo, man, let's set this nigga up, man.
Oh, Ace?
Yeah, man.
Alright, let's do it.
I'm gonna get that nigga Merc word up.
Let's do it.
So I'm down with it, man.
That nigga's funny. Yo, you still got the Magnum?
Yeah, he still got that bullshit ass hearse.
Yo, I'm actually wondering if I should drive my car down there or not.
What car you got?
Maxima.
What year?
04.
Oh, shit. Okay. You got the big lights in the back.
Dog, this shit is very exclusive, too. When I say exclusive, that shit is like you've never seen or will never see anything like that in your life.
Oh, yeah?
It's like a limited edition maximum.
Man, my lips is all chapped the fuck up, man.
Chapstick, my nigga.
Yeah, man. I try to fucking go to the joint and, I wonder why they ain't had this shit.
Okay. That shit is important. I keep my lips sexy. I got LL lips, nigga.
Well, looking at another man's lips.
Come on, man. We all know what LL is famous for.
I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
And it's not his fucking six-pack, all right?
Well, are you looking at his chest, too? Yeah, gaff. Gaff in the face ass, nigga.
Queer. Fag. Oh,
boy.
Yo, man, I swear I hate this nigga Ace of Dutch, man. I hope that nigga dies. That nigga dies tonight.
Why? What happened?
Nah, I just hate his fucking guts, man.
God damn it. I knew I should have brought that other fucking thing with me. Fuck. You know what gets to be annoying? Like walking up and down, up and down, up and down?
Yeah, with them old war boots.
You're right. At least I got some comfortable war boots, though.
Yeah, word. I got the slave war boots.
Spent like $130 on this motherfucker. Spent $130 just to fucking trash him.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it is what it is.
You don't know. What the fuck is this? This better not be that. You don't. You acting like you don't know.
What? So we already know the spot?
Bank in the face ass nigga. Yo, Ace! Fat bastard.
What, is he still on the line?
He's still on the line.
He probably put you on hold. Call waiting.
Yeah, he did.
Nigga's probably eating, dog.
Yeah, he probably is, old fat bastard.
You know you can't get between fat people and their food. You know what I'm saying? Unless you want to lose one of your limbs.
Word!
You know how fucking fat people out there.
It's like taking chicken from a cat. Or a bone from a dog.
Same exact thing. You know how that shit goes. Fuck around. Like, who said that shit? What movie was that? You're going to bring your arm over here. But you going to... Oh, the Clumps?
Oh, yeah.
Nutty Professor?
Oh, whoa. Mom.
Stick your arm over here. Stick your arm over here.
I'm making sweet potato pie. Hey, Ma!
That's for me, nigga. Now come over.
What are you doing for Christmas? I got a turkey.
You got a turkey?
Yeah. It was a 40-pounder. Got it for my job.
When did you get it?
I got it the week before November.
Well, bring it over. I'll cook it. But I'm not doing anything big time on Christmas. Have some.
I'm not having none of them thirsty niggas over here.
Oh, thirst buckets.
All right, that's my turkey. What's the name is on? Don't be a menace. I mean, menace to society.
Oh, yeah?
That's
classic, too.
Yo, Trey. This nigga Ace said that he's going to call me Trey from now on. He said, and every time they about to ride out, I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm good. He's like, nigga, why you always talking me out of fights, nigga?
Yo, son was like, yo, give me a motherfucking double burger with chicken, nigga. He was like, let me have some fries, a double burger. You know, I said a double burger with cheese.
Why you doing, nigga? We supposed to be brothers.
We supposed to be brothers. Yeah. Talking to my brother. That shit was hilarious, though. We supposed to be brothers. Oh, bitch-ass nigga. Nigga had the fucking S-curl popping.
Yeah.
S-curl was looking terrible. When that nigga got fucking... His cousin got smoked at the light.
Uh-huh.
Harold.
Yeah.
Then got smoked at the light. Fuck it. Kane was acting like a little bitch. No, not Kane. The Muslim dude, Sharif.
Yeah.
It's not right, all right? It's not right.
Knocker, don't leave him here. It's not right, all right?
Motherfucking Sharif, boy. Sharif was acting like an old bitch.
He was acting like an old bitch.
That shit was hilarious, though.
Ah, man.
I just talked to Girl X, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think now that everything is a go. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that there will be any hard feelings attached if I was to, you know, make an exit. That's why it's not fit. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? But as it stands now, I'll be there, dog. Oh, yes, I will be there. Oh, yeah. Oh! Fucking up. Dropping shit. Stay right there, dog. Stay right there. When is this girl coming?
She's coming tomorrow.
She's staying at jobs?
Hell no. Nah.
Oh, who's the joint you supposed to have over there?
Huh?
Who's the joint you supposed to have over there?
This is my little dip from around the way.
Your little dip, your little new from around the way?
Yeah, my little new.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I got to give me a new around your way, too, man.
Yeah, man.
So I got something to take over there and fucking smash up.
Show you, man. They're going to be at the club.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, though. I'm an asshole. I'll probably fucking, I don't know. Whatever I do, I have a fucking good time. I know that much. You know?
Yeah.
But, yo, so what are the fucking sleeping arrangements now? Like,
I don't know. Y'all niggas just fucking, I actually wasn't planning for y'all niggas to come over. I thought y'all niggas was going to go down to the club and bounce, or I don't know.
Oh, so you mean after we leave the club drunk, at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive back to Staten Island.
Or I thought they were going to get a hotel. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
That's a real fucking dickhead thought.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's alright. Just fucking dickhead thought.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
Pretty much as to be expected from the likes of you.
Yeah.
Dick. I'll fuck around and take that white bitch from you, dog. Well, whatever she is, white, black. She's probably a fucking stick knowing you.
She is a stick.
Stick, huh? Yeah, whatever happened to that fucking broad-shouldered, no-neck bitch?
Who
drove that RAV4?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that bitch.
She was kind of fucking terrible, dog. I was looking at her like, maybe I would probably, she was naked, I'm sure I would have, you know.
Yeah.
What?
Damn, I'm looking for the one part when, ball was outside. Hold on, let me, here we go. Slow ass fucking computer. Come on, you faggot.
I'm working, dog. My bad. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to work on the phone. Come on, baby. Oh, I'm good.
Why the fuck y'all let this nigga win again?
Fuck you, nigga. I'm warning. I'm out. Don't
pay me in blood.
Hey, Sharif. Man,
that's your... Come on, man. What the fuck? Well, you know, I smell that barbecue. Y'all know I ain't passing up on a barbecue.
Oh, we had no hat. I'm gonna get his ear on.
I know that's a fool's act, right?
Hey, Keisha, bring Mr. Butler a plate.
A nice size plate, Keisha.
I was talking to my brother.
brothers here about drugs in the community, and I always seem to be outnumbered, so, you know, I just want to know your opinion on it.
You know, well, as I see Kevin trying to hide that, you know, it's okay to smoke it. I used to smoke a little reefer myself on it.
I ain't never smoked
the
chronic,
so.
What the fuck, this retarded ass fucking player, man. Keeps cutting in and out.
So ignorant ass niggas right there.
Huh?
Them small ignorant ass niggas. Sure ain't never smoked a chronic.
I mean, you got a father, man. You got a grandmother and a grandfather. And I'm pretty sure they tell you everything that my father tell me. But you don't listen anyway, so what's the difference?
Father. Oh, Mr. Butler, man. I'm just curious to know what's up. Sharif be coming at us every day. You know what I mean? What, why does he act like this?
This shit is pissing me the fuck off, man.
You got the wrong part anyway, dog.
That's the wrong one?
Hell yeah, that's the wrong one. Supposed to be the one with my man sees him on the gold deeds. He's like, oh, this nigga got some gold deeds on his Mustang? Nigga jump out and pull up in the parking lot, jump out with his burner and go fucking get that nigga rims, dude. Best part. Double burger with cheese. That shit is a classic, dog. Classic movie. Classic. There's no good movies out nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tad, yeah. I never knew Samuel L. Jackson was in that movie.
Tad, what the fuck, man? You owe me money too, motherfucker?
Nah, dude, man, here you go.
Nah, shit, here you go. Yeah, what the fuck, man? Yeah, he had a small role. Small role, just in the beginning, that's it. That was the only part of the movie. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, baby. Yo.
Yeah.
How the fuck is that car doing, all right?
Yeah?
How the fuck is that piece of shit car yours?
Car's a shit, man. Don't hate.
Yeah?
Please don't hate.
Yo, I'm trying to decide on whether or not I want to get a system, though.
Might as well, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about it, but, you know. Like, I'm thinking, do I really need one?
It's always good. It's always good.
Yeah, I mean, I might put a little box in the back. They got these custom-made boxes for Maximus. Cost like $200. I'll probably get one of them shit. Throw two cans back there, call it a day. Something like that. I'm not changing out the head unit or anything like that. Because the head unit comes with navigation and all that other bullshit, so I'm not fucking, I'm not thinking about the head unit. That's why I'm wondering if it's even fucking worth it to do that shit. Come on, bitch.
Yeah, this is Ace Money arguing about the truth on who gets the most bitches. This is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more powerful bitch.
Right.
I was. Right. And I've been a bus in the spot. So I give a little bit. You can say anything you want.
Well, if I'm
with this 20
years, her name is not going on me when she's fucking.
You can say anything you want.
Keep going.
Are you serious?
Ever since, and she picked a young boy over. That would never happen. That's why she was the lamest shit ever in life. You said.
Yeah, she did.
That would never happen.
I'm not just bow over the shit.
So you said, I get a lot of bad.
So you got one bitch late. So what? I fucked for me all year, and I don't care.
You can put a bitch out there and make money for you.
Yeah, I can't do it because there's too many names being blown up. This Ace is getting at him.
Who is he talking to?
He's talking about Pappy Fly. They was arguing about who gets most bitches. And Ace pretty much shut him the fuck down.
Hold on, Pappy getting bitches like that?
Nah.
I'm just wondering.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
No.
It's all in the name.
Nice. I got you. I got you. So he's one of those, huh?
Yeah.
What is it, a boy or a girl? It's Pat.
Yo, son. Yo, son. You play Halo, son? You cannot beat me in Halo, son. I dedicate my life to this. I've been practicing for 20 hours a day, son. You're not beating me. Like, you're not. Like, there's really no, you're not beating me in Halo. I dedicate my life to this.
Fuck me. God damn. That shit was hard than a motherfucker. All right, sir. Let's see what the fuck else we got here. I'm basically just walking around scratching my balls. That's what I'm doing. Stay in the cut.
You gotta be somebody's nigga wearing this nigga tie.
Yo, what was that 50 Cent interview about? I caught like the ass end of it.
Oh, he was shitting on everybody, like everybody.
I heard him shitting on Jay. I heard the part where he was shitting on Def Jam, like, yo, son, the fourth quarter, Def Jam's fourth quarter is shut down. American Gangster took all the money from Def Jam's fourth quarter. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? That's so true.
Yeah, it is. He was shitting on Fat Joe.
Okay.
Everybody.
Of course. They really don't like Fat Joe.
Nah.
Fat Joe was all right, man. I don't know. I think he's okay. Like, he's not the best. He's not the worst. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I like him back in the day. I got a flow, Joe. Got a flow, Joe. Gotta let him know, Joe. That's when I was in high school.
Yeah.
When all the nigga had was an army jacket. And some fucking, a discus sweatshirt. You remember those? The discus sweatshirt?
Yeah.
He had an army tee jacket and sweatshirt.
Hello?
Nigga, you fucking hung up.
Huh?
You hung up.
Yo, say some of that bass out of your voice, young boy.
That nigga was putting on some makeup, son. He got to go make some money tonight, right?
Who's that talking to me?
That's E.
E, what up, man? How your ass getting, like, how that feels?
I love it, dog. You gotta try it sometime. You gotta try it. Listen, when you go on a strip tonight,
mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully you have somebody request it.
Yeah, like
from
you. Yo.
Now don't try to cut me off, nigga. Don't try to cut me off like
you
should have
cut that girl off,
and
she would have go eat your little ass off, nigga. Should have cut her tongue off, nigga.
Yo, let me tell you something, dog. When you don't fuck so many bitches like I have.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do something else.
Okay? What you're saying is a dildo in the ass.
Yeah, next you're going to be getting your hair pulled.
Whoa.
Well, nah, he's losing that, so it won't be the hair.
Oh.
Hold on, who said that?
I said it, motherfucker.
I know JJ didn't say that. Did
yeah,
JJ
I said that. You're thinning. My shit is lost, but you're right next. You're right behind me.
Dog.
Boss.
Dog, you were in high school losing your hair, B. Come on. Son, your shape-up line was on the top of your head in high school.
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about?
That nigga, you're losing your shit now, though. I don't give a fuck when. I could have lost my shit when I first popped out of the pussy, but you're losing your shit now.
Yeah, you know what?
Man, hold on, man. I got some pussy on the line.
But I have a nice car, so that kind of makes up for it.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, nigga, change subject. Yo, dog, he said that your car is a hearse.
Get on him.
That'd be both of us. Let's both get on them.
Come on, man. Let's jump this, nigga. We can win.
We can win.
Yeah, nigga. I'm going to hit you right back, man.
I hate niggas that say they're going to call back and don't.
Yo, are you coming to the spot this weekend?
Oh, what? No, man. I ain't got no church shoes. I'm not trying to party in church shoes. So no. All
right.
Yo, you trying to hit my system?
The spot was real racist, yo.
So, I'm fucking, you know, Jay-Z is making a guest appearance. Like, I only come out there once a year. Twice a year, if that.
Yeah, someone told me that spot is real racist, yo.
What, Cuba Libra?
Yeah, like real racist, like on some real strict shit, like black niggas don't go there.
Well, it's a Spanish club. You know, Spanish people don't like black people anyway.
Yeah, like,
come on, dog. Why the fuck in the world would you pick a Spanish club? Yo, I hate you, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, somebody told me that shit, like, what? Are y'all niggas crazy?
Dog, I don't want to fucking go to hear no fucking merengue, salsa, reggaeton all night.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
all night?
That,
come on. What, is there hip-hop
church
around?
Nah, but the second floor is hip-hop. All
right, nigga. All right. We'll see.
But it's not that hip-hop we like, because if you got to wear church shoes, it's not that hip-hop.
Is it that fucking Fat Joe hip-hop, or is it fucking real shit?
They playing Lean Back on
that. Oh, no, but our second guest is Providence.
All right. As long as you got a backup plan, why don't we go to Philly, yo?
I told her that. I mean, it would have been a lot better if we went to Philly.
Oh,
but
man,
she wants to go to AC.
Well, yeah, it is what it is.
I hit your back, man.
And fuck you, you fat
fuck you,
shit.
Y'all both need to die.
This nigga said, fuck you, y'all both need to die. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was thinking that shit. Go to fucking Philly, man. I ain't been to Philly in... You know, in a minute. So, but, whatever. It is what it is, man. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. I'll have a good time wherever I go. Oh, shit. I'll have a good time wherever the fuck I go. Who's stopping me? So, this guy said he's coming. 6-4 said he's coming.
Did he?
Is he coming?
I don't know.
Oh. Say again.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Find a second?
No, I didn't find it. I'll probably look for it in the morning.
Yeah, daytime much
better. Yeah, when we come to work, I think it's up on the roof, man. I think it's up on the roof, honestly, but I'll look for it when we come in tomorrow.
Hey,
it's too fucking dark out there.
Fucking,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, outside dark.
Yeah. No good.
On this radio station in Florida.
Who are you calling?
This radio station in Florida.
Oh, in Florida?
Yeah.
What is this? Fucking Radio Disney?
Sound like they got calls. Niggas ain't busy.
What station is it?
93.3 FLZ.
What is that, a college radio?
Nah, this is an actual radio station.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Stretch Armstrong, now on your radio. Hold up. Oh, this fucking guy wants to burn the shit out of me, huh? Bastard.
Let's see.
Hi, Nira. Thank you for your request. Unfortunately, we can only confirm 10 guests at a time. Please send your request for your remaining 10 guests to a different email address to confirm availability. You and your first 10 guests have been confirmed for Saturday, December 22nd, guest list. See you on Saturday. Thanks. Oh, wow. Cuba.
Yeah.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
You gotta speak up, honey.
What's up?
What is he sleeping?
Uh-huh.
You sleep? I thought you were supposed to be packing.
Oh man, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
She's having sex.
You're on the air, by the way. Oh, this is beautiful because she's not going to remember anything. Hey, put your thumb in your butt.
Please.
No, no.
Get your thumb out of your butt. How about that?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, wake your ass up. Breath smell like old fart juice.
What time is it?
It's 10:15.
Yo, son, she said that shit like it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
What time is it? That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had to get off early so you can, you know, look for your clothes.
Yeah, I do.
Did you pack?
No.
That's
what, were you out stealing cars last night? You fucking sick? What were you doing? Oh, you out knifing people? You sick?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It says, thank you for your request. Unfortunately, we can only confirm 10 guests at a time. Please send your request for your remaining 10 guests through a different email address to confirm availability. You and your first 10 guests have been confirmed for Saturday, December 22nd, guest list. See you on Saturday. Thanks. So we can get into Providence. On the guest list. I don't know what the fuck the guest list means. Maybe it means a little bit cheaper. I don't know. But that's for 10 people. So I'm gonna go on there and it says, unfortunately, we can only confirm 10 guests. Please send your request for your remaining 10 guests through a different email address to confirm availability.
That's pretty good. Providence might be the place to go to. What is Providence, the hood joint?
Nah, Providence is another club where they play like a mixture, like hip hop, reggae, dance music, all that shit. All
right. As long as that shit ain't whack, dog, I don't fucking want to fucking whack ass shit.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking hang up on you because you sound like shit.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, poop butt in the face ass chick.
Oh, Goya Flan in the mouth ass chick.
Hmm. All right, so I got to send another guest list, and I'm going to put in my other email address. All right, nigga. I'm out of here. Fucking play this last song.
Yeah, play a good song. Play some old school shit, B.
Oh, you want some old school shit?
Yeah, let me run down and listen to what you have. Old school, that is.
You want to hear Nas?
No. I mean, if save that on reserve. Run down the list. Keep going.
Oh, matter of fact, not none exactly. You like Raekwon?
Yeah, I heard that one already, though.
Which one?
You talking about, it's anything Ray, anything that you played of Raekwon, I heard.
Oh, well, nigga, you gonna fucking hear anything, I mean, everything else. I mean, what the fuck? You serious?
No, what else do you have?
I got Blood Clot, Bring the Pain, Alicia Delph, Sandman.
Uh-huh.
Put Your Hand Where My Eyes Can See.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go with that. Cool.
I already played that, though.
Oh, when? Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see. Fuck it, man. I'll play it again.
Yeah, straight up, dog. Ain't nobody listening anyway.
Fuck you, nigga. Oh, Umama Crucial Conflict?
Mm-hmm.
You like them?
Hey, smoking on. Hey, that shit?
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'd much rather have Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See. All
right.
If you really want to party with me.
I got Cameo doing the butt.
What else?
Cameron, Let Me Know.
That might be it too, dog. That might be the one right there too.
Yeah, I ain't play that at all.
You on top? Let me know. Let me know.
Cameron, Let Me Know. Going out to my brother, L.E. Tune in tomorrow night from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 in the a.m. You're going to be hosting our late show, Why Fridays. With a twist. It's only going to be for an hour. So this is a must listen to. Just a little Christmas thing going down. Make sure y'all tune in. The whole camp will be there. And if not, me and Cooper will be there. And probably E.
You know it.
So keep it locked. Technical difficulties. It only gets uglier. Let me know. Pussy boy.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Blast from the past, Cameron. Let Me Know, the dirty version.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Yo. Yo. I'm about to spit hospitable, physical, but shit's getting critical. The way cats fighting is despicable, pitiful, unoriginal, the shit is miserable. I'm a businessman, I ain't trying to be lyrical, damn, it's a miracle. Thought y'all was veterans, with your flow is ill, huh? Mine was your medicine? Now you in the game, lame, sound the best you've ever been. Playwright, I catch you late night, nigga, like Letterman. Get 30 down, now your actions begun. Acting in front, nigga, after tax, you're done. Cars impounded, New York, let's stop biting and start writing and start mountains. When the fuck we start bouncing, we stash ounces, making niggas start clowning. We spark rounding, nigga, that's your heart pound.
Yo, you fly, yo, you high, you wanna cry, you wanna die, you wanna roar, you sell raw, you wanna war, you a tour, you sell crack, you bust your gas, you sell weed, when we the trees, you a fag, she give head, yes I, you wanna fight,
yo, yo anyway, I can flow anyway. Yo, you rap about money, man. Who are you anyway? Come on, all my jewels ice and gray. And nigga, might I say, I'm Mr. Rogers status, change twice a day. Any beef you let me know, I'll be there right away. And when I'm rhyming, I always got you right away. I got some cats that'll come down here right away to take your ass right away. Believe me, you can die today. We exploding bullets, we reloading killers. Speaking toes, so please let me know you get fly.
Let me know.
He get high.
Let me know.
Take his jewels and his rope. Even food to let him know. You can't come to the hood. We got Glocks to squeeze with rocks and jeans, and that shit look hot on me. So give me that, little man. I'm about to pocket it right. I'll make this look good. You wasn't rocking it right.
Yo, you fly. Let me know. Yo, you high.
Let me know.
You wanna cry.
Let me know.
You wanna die.
Let me know.
You want draw.
Let me know.
You sell raw.
Let me know.
You wanna war.
Let me know.
You want draw.
Let me know.
You sell crack.
Let me know.
You bust your gas.
Let me know.
You sell weed.
Let me know.
When we're the trees.
Let me know.
You a fan.
Let me know.
She can pay.
Let me know.
It's a hype.
Let me know.
You wanna fight.
Let me know.
And
yo,
you
know. Even the cat when a Mario level. Come to the end of Earth for a hunt like Mario Rubber. Bet the cat is a rubber. Maybe you done this feat. Me, I'm gonna be something to see. And man, nothing to me. Not my man, not my style. Not my fam, not my pal. Not my clique, not my type. Hell no, we not alike. You get knocked. You sit in a cell, get raped, bitch, and you yell. Turn home and kiss and you tell.
Bitch, nigga.
Walk with a switch, nigga. Why you switch, nigga? Talk high pitch, nigga. Know how we get, niggas.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's how we get, niggas. Big triggers. Me and six figures. About to be some real, 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 real,
real,
rich niggas. Big niggas. Talk slick, nigga. Got shit to spit, nigga.
Yo, you fly.
Let me know.
Yo, you high.
You wanna cry.
Let me know.
You wanna die.
Let me know.
You wanna roar.
Let me know.
You sell.
crack. You bust your gas. You sell weed. I'm with a tree. You a fake. She give hate. It's a hype. You wanna fight? Yo, you fly. Yo, you high. You wanna cry? You wanna die? You want raw? You sell raw? You wanna war? You want tour? You sell crack? You bust your gas. You sell weed? When we the tree? You a fake? She give hay? It's a hype. You wanna fight? Let me know.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, you might as well put your hands on your eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, play that Busta Bust, man. Nope. Again? Nah, you know what? I talked to her once or twice. You know what I'm saying? Can I get a smoke from you? I talked to her once or twice. And, you know, it's real positive, man, but I don't know. No, because I know, listen, I already know what I can do to her, you know what I mean?
How you know?
Come on, Shoppy.
Talk
about it. I mean, yeah, we talked about this, talked a little about this, a little about that, you know? Yeah. Just not, we didn't go that far, but, you know what I'm saying? We talked about dudes and chicks and, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like what, like, all right, like, What don't you like that dudes do? You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? It's too easy, man. It's too easy. Like, I already know. I can tell her, yo, what are you doing today?
9-7.
I'll get you for work. I can tell you, I know I'm
just saying. So what you saying, yo? I'm silly with my 9 million, what's the dilly, yo? When I be
okay.
On the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio.
I really know,
you don't
I really
vibe,
know.
Nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio. He moved,
my next,
yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you
that
with the
like,
yo.
Right now,
bitch, nigga,
like,
get
yo.
A death, act fruity, yo.
Doing?
Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way you shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top miss, this is the banging bitches.
My next paycheck.
While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak show.
Now,
you with this shit, make you feel it all in your toes.
That when she
got them niggas in wet clothes. Style like my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me see what you got for me.
Yeah.
Put all your hands with my ass.
I know what I want.
Stay fucked, violent in the place.
I left from here, right?
If you really wanna party with me, let me see what you got for me.
Diamond shit.
Put all your hands with my ass.
Now I fucking took a home.
If you really wanna party,
I didn't
ain't gonna be trust. Yo, with them, I said you heard of us, yo, we murder us.
Give me, man. You know, you had chicks like this, right?
Me and my niggas do it, it's so mysterious.
Like, you already know.
All of my niggas is serious. Shift
you know,
it's killing
you. You know,
nigga like
you
don't wanna be hearing us.
And,
Harry, he'll be playing us. 30 times a day, she'll make you delirious.
What?
Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All of them between the ass when they want to carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they want to marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we about to bust. Seven-figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss.
What?
Niggas know better because there ain't no comparing us.
Nope.
Mad at us, niggas, it's never we fabulous.
Yeah.
Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious.
Yeah.
Taking no prisoners, niggas, straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce from my nigga notorious.
Well,
you
really
that.
Wanna party
like that.
Let me
see what
you got
for me. All your hands with my eyes to see. Straight fuck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight fuck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for being tuned in. Later.